Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cobra is now in control of America. Anyone criticizing the illustrious great federal government will be permanently detained. Forced inoculations are the order of the day. Go Cobra!
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition, worldwide broadcast. It's like our government is run by some cartoon or comic book bad guys. Now, it's one thing for the crooks up in D.C. to pass a law saying they could secretly arrest citizens and put the army on the streets and do all of this. It's another thing to actually implement it. Now, they have implemented a lot of it, and that's the problem. But now it's going to really start to wake people up as they see regular army, TSA, you name it, on the streets. And now when you drive up to Marines with sidearms wanting to do a sobriety checkpoint, you say, isn't this against the law? They'll be like, get out of the car. We're doing this for your safety. No, you're not. You're doing this as a PSYOP rollout to suppress the population during the controlled collapse of this nation. The traitors have publicly seized the government, just like a hijacker seizes an aircraft. And if you can't see that, the military people, the police, and others, you're going to be just like the Germans who went along with Hitler's orders, or the Soviets, the communists who went along with the orders of Stalin. And undoubtedly, we are a very immoral, demonic country. No one can deny that. Fed a steady diet of debauchery and murder and mayhem. And a lot of people think it's cute and fun, and they give people nice little cover stories for what they're doing. But if you scratch one micron beneath the surface, if you scratch beneath the surface at any level, you will see right there in your face absolute tyranny. You know, I'm not really an obsessive compulsive person, but once you get used to something, you get used to it. And the History Channel was in here yesterday, and they did an interview right here, and I just noticed all of this is in the wrong place. It's driving me crazy. So during the break, let's put these monitors and the live light and my control box and everything back, please. You guys, I'm sure, know where everything goes, so we can get that fixed here. Oh, boy. I want to try to be calm today, which we know is next to near impossible for me to do. And I want to go over all the news we have here in front of us. And then I do want to take your calls. And we don't have a guest until the middle of the transmission, about an hour and a half from now. Nomi Prinz is joining us, former managing director at Goldman Sachs. She got out like a decade ago and began exposing what was coming with the derivatives collapse. She's going to be joining us, the always informative and lovely Nomi Prinz. I keep getting emails saying it's Naomi. No, it's Nomi, N-O-M-I, Nomi Prinz, Nomi Prinz. She will be joining us, and then we always have our Friday visit with the one, the only, Bob Chapman. But today I really do, interspersed with important news and analysis, want to make it about your phone calls. So it'll be pretty much financial questions or comments for Bob Chapman when he's on. And we will take a lot of calls here today. A lot of them. I want to go to break, come back, mention some of the news, then give the number out. But we're going to be taking your calls today and going over everything that is unfolding. They have passed the indefinite detention bill 93-7. We have the announcements of austerity. The power prices will be roughly doubled in the next 2 years nationwide. And they're going to just be cutting the power out total. El Ceaușescu in Romania said he had plenty of power. He just liked to teach folks you don't get power all the time. That's the same thing here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Here we are. It is Friday, the second day of December 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're just an amazingly important transmission. Each and every day, the information just gets more and more hardcore. The corrupt private corporate mafia world government uncloaks itself more and more. Our job, quite frankly, becomes easier and easier by the day. And that is to wake up the population to the fact that hardcore, classical tyranny with a high-tech integrated overlay is upon us, and the tyrants are so arrogant, there are thousands of white papers and handbooks and publications going back 50, 60, 70 years and right through to current dates admitting what they're going to do. And that's what's so frustrating. Last Sunday and this Monday, I read from different Alvin and Heidi Toffler books that Newt Gingrich wrote the forewords to. He calls for global government. He calls for an end of America. He calls for an end of the family. He calls for the new age higher consciousness. And he doesn't mean a real you know, higher awakening or consciousness. He means their weird Illuminati version of that, the counterfeit. And despite all that, despite the fact he supported NAFTA, GATT, gun control, open borders, total amnesty, government-run health care, I mean, he is like Al Gore on steroids, carbon taxes. But he says, I'm the most conservative. And he is the candidate of Fox News. Fox News, I was doing an analysis over the last few days and went and looked up the numbers, has given him more coverage than any other candidate. And the coverage has been overwhelmingly positive. The other night I watched an hour-long love fest with Sean Hannity and Newt Gingrich. And there's no doubt these polls are a fraud saying he's the front runner. Ron Paul has been number one, number two, or number three in every straw poll, every scientific poll. And when he wins first, second, or third place, they just don't list him on CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox. Unified power structure. They want to give you controlled left or controlled right choices that at the end of the day, final equation, are bought and paid for by the very same interest. You've got Mitt Romney, basically a clone of Newt Gingrich, just not as evil. I've studied both men. Newt Gingrich is dangerous. He talks about he's destined to be president. He told the Washington Post, I look to overturn the world political system to change the world. I mean, that's a dangerous guy. Mitt Romney's like an Obama teleprompter reader, social climber, corporate sellout. I mean, if you gave him a memo to throw his mom off a cliff, he'd probably do it. But it would be because there was a process and he was told it was okay and he wouldn't be happy about it. He's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Rick Perry, absolutely horrible. But compared to Newt Gingrich, there's not normally a lesser of two evils. But I will tell you, Barack Obama is better than Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is pure evil. He is an actual Illuminist. He said he is. He's made the statements. Newt Gingrich is a member of the Illuminati. I can say definitively here. He is a toady who is hateful and vicious and narcissistic that has been allowed in to the Bilderberg Group and the highest levels of the New World Order. And he's somebody they like. Now, I'm already digressing. We've got incredible news and information here. But Ron Paul, look at how he was given 89 seconds in the CBS debate, basically banned from it. They just didn't want to outright ban him because that would have given him more attention. On average, he's given 2 minutes and 14 seconds if you average all the debates together. Other candidates are given on average about seven. People like Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, more than 10. sometimes more than 12. You can go look at the numbers. They've been broken down on each one. They've done indexes, boiling them all down. We've posted the articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as they come out. You've seen them. They've done big scientific studies, and we've linked to them, where major universities have found, yes. Major statistical analysis firms have found, yes. Scientifically, he gets the least amount of attention, unless you count Gary Johnson, who's completely blacked out. And the attention he does get is negative. Now, that's one issue. The other issue with Ron Paul is that even if you don't support him, this is an example of the media choosing for you who you can choose from. They're like, you can choose from these horses, but all the horses are owned by the same mafia. And the jockeys have been told to pull a fast one and to basically throw the race. And the globalists will gauge public opinion, and they'll decide, will the public be suckered better by four more years of Obama, or will they be suckered by Newt Gingrich, or will they be suckered by Rick Perry? Any of them could surge back to life at any time. I told you weeks ago, Herman Cain is a liar. Herman Cain is a liar, and it's come out now he is a liar. And I hear mainline conservatives all over talk radio defending him, saying, hey, don't convict him. By hearsay, convicting by hearsay, he settled sexual harassment suits. That's one thing. But then it gets worse. For 14 years, he was giving a woman money because he was her friend. And only gullible moron Republican mainline voters would buy that. Oh, she was my friend. I didn't do anything with her. I just gave her money and paid for her rent. I mean, he's publicly her sugar daddy. He's publicly has her as his mistress, his side dish, his extra thing, his strange, whatever you want to call it. And he sits there on Fox News and on television all over the place saying she was just a friend. And he is so obviously lying. I mean, his wife didn't know. And for almost 14 years, he's paying her rent and giving her money. Oh, yeah. And he went on to say, I give money to people that are poor in my church. He spends it. And I heard neocons all over national and local radio going, how loving, it's just like his church. I heard one local host going, he said it's like his church. You know, at our church, women come in needing money mainly. I'm just sure he was just helping her. Oh, sure. That's like these Obama supporters who still say, well, he's going to get me a free car and free health care and a free house and everything's going to be free. And is it, again, is a Lucky Charms creature, leprechaun, going to pop up in your backyard this Sunday and give you a pot of gold? Look, it ain't happening, okay? And it's a nation of children. A lot of us are awake, but there's still a nation of children who a guy can sit there. I mean, I watched Herman Cain lie over and over again on other issues. And he would lie so well that I'd say, I better go double check that just in case my memory failed. And I'd go look, check it out, and he'd be a complete liar. What do you expect, folks? He headed up one of the most powerful Federal Reserve regional bank systems in the nation. Arguably the number two position, or number three, depending on how you look at it. Dallas may be number two. The point is, Kansas City head. Herman Cain was the head of a giant Pillsbury division, which is absolutely skull and bones run. Herman Cain was planted in Bill Clinton debates and Bill Clinton town halls back in the 1990s. I mean, Herman Cain has always been there. And the fact that we're even talking about him is incredible. Now, getting back to Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a would-be tyrant. Guaranteed. You can look in his eyes. You can look at his actions. You can look at everything he's ever done. And his messianic complex, he is uber bad news. I can't stand Obama and the people he represents, but if he was to stay in office, can you imagine him trying to get things through with as lame duck as he is and as hated and mistrusted as he is? You give him a fresh Newt Gingrich in there, guaranteed stage terror attack like 9/11, guaranteed World War III, guaranteed. Newt Gingrich is burning with evil energy and works and lies and twisting, okay? I'm telling you, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, danger. I can take one look at him and my discernment, three alarm fire. I mean, just red flags, sirens, red alert, like in Star Trek. I mean, the minute I take one look at him, because normally these presidents are just puppets. But you get somebody in there like him, he will get around him the worst elements of the New World Order. And these guys who are already so arrogant, so chutzpah-filled, so full of bravado, macho, whatever you want to call it, hubris, they're already making 40 to 1, 100 to 1 bets with your bank accounts, with your dollar, with your future. They don't need another guy wildly confident in there like Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a sadistic psychopath. Now, and a congenital liar. Now, I'm done talking about it. I just wanted to point out that Ron Paul, that we've caught him cheating him in the polls. They're cheating him in the polls again. Do you really believe he's 15 points, 12 points? No. And we come back, we're going to get into the latest on Israel, huge developments there, Syria, the economy, and the evil, unbelievably wicked 100% un-American bill that passed last night.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Never mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run.
I love how this song ends.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's
old Smokey's got his ears on.
Bring it back, no matter what.
And he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you gotta dodge him, you gotta duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Let me just be calling it before I get into this news with people. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're saying, what on earth is this guy talking about? I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. This is an extremely life and death situation we face, okay? There is a private world government. There is a new world order. Remember you heard folks talk about that in the last 20, 30 years? You laughed at them. You made fun of them. They said there'd be three global regions and mega banks, and they would bankrupt the nation states and consolidate power into a one world government whose goal was to take private property, disarm the public, and then break up families and then reduce population. And then you notice that on that timeline, everything the old timers told you that you laughed at has happened. Turns out the old timers were actually listening to members of Congress. It turns out the old-timers were actually reading declassified documents. It turns out they actually knew what was going on. There were people who learned of this strategic plan a long time ago and tried to stop it. Now, it's into the latter phases where things are going to start getting really, really nasty. Now, I'll get into the indefinite detention bill passing at the start of the next segment. I'll get into former Mossad chief, Israel attack on Iran must be stopped to avert catastrophe. Texas could face rolling blackouts next year, report says. And by the way, you could duplicate this in every state in the union. This is just the Austin American Statesman due to carbon taxes and carbon regulations. The White House actually attacked us earlier in the year when Drudge linked to our article, pointing out that last Christmases and last January and February power outages were because they shut down power plants. The next round of closures is this year, at the end of the year, start of next. And they're admitting power prices will double and you're going to have rolling blackouts a lot of the time, which is the plan. It's an incredible article, and I want to read it because it's got the, quote, environmentalists, who are really just mafia groups seizing power, seizing the energy infrastructure. If you wanted to seize a country, you'd seize its energy. And their select lobbyist groups are, and companies like General Electric are all exempt. I'm going to get into that. But I wanted to finish up here with the situation with Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. If this country gets a Newt Gingrich, heaven help us. I mean, that will just be a curse upon a curse. He has said he will use the indefinite detention bill to arrest citizens. He's called for censorship over people that criticize military operations. He thinks you don't have a right as a citizen to criticize military operations. They tested this a few years ago, and they even had the Attorney General of California, who was a Democrat at the time, right at the start of the Iraq war, threatened to arrest protesters, saying that the war is against terror. If you protest, you're aiding terrorists, we will arrest you. That was in the Oakland newspaper. I'll never forget it. And then I went and found the video clip of him on the news saying it. So they want to do this, and they're going to do it by successive approximation, by inchworming, by incremental moves. Now, going back to Ron Paul and how he's being censored, how he is the top-tier candidate, the only one. There's always new ones coming forward, and then people find out about him, and then they sink back into the polls. You've seen it with Herman Cain. You're seeing it with other people like Perry. Only Ron Paul stayed up there in the top three. And they've got others who work for Obama, like Huntsman and others, waiting in the back. They may bring them out as the savior. And the public's like, will you save me? Oh, you're bad. Oh, will you save me? Same thing with Obama. But now it's being reported by Reason.com. Republican Jewish Coalition bars Ron Paul from presidential debate, saying he's too misguided and extreme because he's not accepting an attack on Iran. He is banned from the debate. Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann, John Huntsman with 1% of the vote, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, Santorum, they'll all be there, but not Ron Paul. Funny. Over 60% of the polls I've seen in Israel are against a strike on Iran. And here's Haaretz, former Mossad chief, the one Netanyahu got rid of earlier this year. Israel attack on Iran must be stopped to avert catastrophe. That's a quote. So see, I mean, this is so amazing. I'll finish up with this when we get back on the other side. Continuing here, thank you for joining us, Alex Jones, your host here. If you're a new listener, I'll be back, by the way, live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Sunday edition of the transmission. Looking at what's happening with Congressman Ron Paul, Republican Jewish Coalition bars Ron Paul from presidential debate, saying he's too misguided and extreme. Paul was not invited to attend the RJC's Candidates Forum that's going to be on national television. The organization, as it has stated numerous times in the past, rejects his misguided and extreme views that are similar to George Washington's, said RJC Executive Director Matt Brooks. He's just so far outside the mainstream of Republican Party and this organization. And I guess it's true. The mainline Republican Party is a larcenous, traitorous, un-American group of criminals, publicly insider trading and voting 93-7, almost every Republican in the Senate and almost every Democrat, for indefinite detention of Americans, the Inde Posse Comitatus, troops climbing all over us, something they've been planning forever, and now they're getting us right up to the total implosion. Just an absolute criminal group. And you know what? It's true. It is true. that Ron Paul is outside the Republican mainstream. If he was in Soviet Russia under Lenin or Stalin, he'd be outside the mainstream. If he was in the Aztec kingdom 1,000 years ago, he'd be outside the mainstream. If he was in Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge, Cambodia 20 years ago, he'd be outside the mainstream. If he was in Nazi Germany in 1940, he'd be outside the mainstream. It's you people that are out of control. And everybody's got to do exactly what the corrupt politicos say, who are just bubbling over with arrogance and megalomaniacal confidence. You people are going to destroy us. He's just so far outside the mainstream of the Republican Party and his organization, Brooks said. Inviting Paul to attend would be like inviting Barack Obama to speak. And they went on to criticize his stance on not attacking Iran and other issues. Funny, I happen to have an article here out of Haaretz, or Haaretz, depending on how you pronounce it, one of the big Israeli newspapers. Former Mossad chief, Israeli attack on Iran must be stopped to avert catastrophe. And for folks out there public school educated like myself, that means a gigantic, horrible, multifaceted disaster. And for those even dumber, disaster means really horrible situation. A lot of people hurt. But this would be a man-made disaster. Former Mossad chief Meir Dagan warned last night against an Israeli attack on Iran, saying such a move would likely lead to a regional war involving Hezbollah, Hamas, and Syria. I'm concerned about possible mistakes, and I prefer to speak out before there is a catastrophe, Dagan said in an interview on the Israeli television program UVDA. I think that engaging with open eyes in a regional war is warranted only when we are under attack or when the sword is already cutting against our live flesh. It is not an alternative that we should choose lightly. Dagan stressed that though he cannot predict how many casualties an attack on Iran would yield, he said, I have to assume that the level of destruction, paralysis of everyday life and Israeli death toll would be high. And it goes on to break that down. He said he has no interest in hiding his fervent opposition to an Israeli attack on Iran from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak. But see, they know that once they start a big giant war, it'll, quote, have to be won, and then no one's going to say after a horrible war, well, you were wrong to start this. And the big mega banks need a distraction. Some terror attacks are needed in America to clamp down on the evil Americans and to shut us up. And that's why the Congress is getting it all lined up right here. By the way, the Russians have delivered high-powered cruise missiles ship-to-ship or land-to-ship, anti-ship weapons, and a bunch of other systems will be breaking down. And here's Paul Joseph Watson's article. Indefinite detention bill passes Senate 93-7. Americans completely stripped of all rights under Section 1031. And they voted 93-7. Rand Paul, of course, voted against it to allow not only Americans to be grabbed and disappeared and no one even know where they went, but it gets even more horrible to have the military, quote, fight terrorists on American soil. And then you go to the definition, the new definition of terrorism in the last 10 years under Patriot Act. Before the definition, you can pull it up, to paraphrase it was, engaging in a violent action targeting non-military targets or threatening to engage in an attack for political or criminal gain. In fact, guys, will you print me definitions of terrorism, the classical definition? The new definition is in Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act, and that's any action that endangers a human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, so any misdemeanor. And that's why per state every year, thousands of charges using Patriot Act provisions. And we're under a civil emergency. That's how they have a 10-governor region, a rural affairs division under the Pentagon that Obama signed 3 months ago. 4 months ago, all of this is lining us up for the total depression that we've already been in for a few years, but it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And then the criminals that engineered it will grandstand. They'll implode Europe, then implode the U.S., then merge Asia, the U.S., and Europe under one giant global bank of the world governments will buy bonds, citizens will have taxes levied, VAT, sales tax, carbon tax, family tax, home tax, travel tax, airline tax, literally hundreds of taxes, all to pay to the private bankers. Total control. It'll all be selectively enforced, just like the power plant taxes are, and it is just total rule by mafia with paramilitary roid heads who love to kill people. Whether they're a returning Iraq vet or a little girl, they're ready to kill. They like it. They all envy the guys on the team, you know, who've killed some people. They all want to get a citizen bagged. It's coming. Sorry. I have to announce that to you. I mean, this is a country that rationalizes 51 dead aborted American babies and says they're not humans. All right, continuing here. The Senate last night codified into law the power of the U.S. military to indefinitely detain an American citizen with no charge, no trial, and no oversight, and an accompanying announcements to torture and kill, secretly execute. With no oversight whatsoever, with the passage of S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act. One amendment that would have specifically blocked the measure from being used against U.S. citizens was voted down, and the bill was passed 93-7. And remember, this that we were told in the PSYOP in the last few weeks, citizens aren't in it, citizens aren't in it. And finally, the media was forced to admit they were, and the senators went, okay, you are, get used to it. And they literally got a gleam in their eye. And, man, I was watching them when they passed it last night. I was up here about 7:30 when they passed it. I sat there in the coffee room watching it. And those senators, when they were voting yay, they were saying the names as they counted down from A to Z. And when they said Rockefeller, we were taping it back there, the woman reading out the names goes, Rockefeller. And he came over and gave his vote. He just kind of did a skip and, you know, with his hand like, woo, we won. Just, yeah, we'll get this republic one way or another. And of course, it was his grandfather who publicly funded Hitler, mainline history, publicly funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, got laws passed in 37 states to grab men and women and chop their genitals off, cut women open, cut their uteruses out. People say, well, why not just tie their tubes? They wanted to do medical experiments. Just hardcore. And they were just smiling and getting off on it and seething with evil power. And I sat there in the coffee room, drinking a pollen burst vitamin drink. And I just sat there and I watched it with horror. And I watched their body language and I watched them shaking hands and laughing and just these old evil people just, because they've stolen the country. They engage in insider trading. They give themselves investments. Every crime you can imagine in your face. They're going to take the bank accounts. They've militarized everything. They're going to collapse everything. They don't care. They know for 2 years they've had a 9% approval rating, the lowest ever. 91% of people hate their guts and say they're illegitimate. And they're like, you know what we are? Northcom is standing by. And they're just, you want to hear us roar? Nah. They're just, yeah. And they're announcing, we're going to take your kids for no reason. They're announcing, yeah, in Texas, we've got the average foster kid on 7 drugs and over 70% now are on them. I was looking at the new numbers, it's even higher. Yeah, we take healthy kids and 2 years later they're having convulsions, they're on so many drugs, and then we cut into their brain. And the local groups doing it get even more money. The more disabled the child is, they take healthy kids and disable them and soft kill them. And we're going to take foster kids and test pesticides on them till they die. And it's going to be a New York Daily News and nobody's going to get in trouble. We are satanic. Blah! Just in your face. In your face, pure evil. And Rockefeller walked up and she said, she was saying the names of the senators. And when Rockefeller walked up, she was just saying them real normal, deadpan. But when he walked up, she went, Rockefeller. And I saw his little, so he had his alarm and he just did it like that. Yeah, like a victory. Like we're in, you know, at the race car track and your favorite driver gets the checkered flag and gets the win. And you're like, yeah. Just throw that fist in there. Yeah! 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 Woo, it's good. The The old days, I'd actually scream, but I don't have the voice to do it anymore. I'm like an old man now. Continuing. Another amendment introduced by Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Dianne Feinstein that attempted to bar the provision from being used on American soil in an effort to ensure the military won't be roaming around the streets looking for suspected terrorists, that's a quote, also failed. So she still voted for it anyways, knowing it would fail. It was like, that's what Rick Perry does. He brings something forward. If it looks like it's going to pass, he has it killed behind the scenes. It's called having cake, eating it too. Continuing. And her idiot constituents will buy it. Feinstein was, and look for Obama to do something similar. He'll probably sign it, won't veto it now, but he'll have a signing statement saying he will deploy it. He will decide how it's used. In fact, they already did that yesterday. They had White House lawyers come out and say, we can already do this, but we control it, not Congress. As I said on Monday, this already happened a few years ago. And with the Belligerent Act, McCain previously tried to get more, where if you even criticize the government, you disappear. How dare you speak of the global crown that way. Take him away. Take him to a dungeon. In fact, off with his head. Just the total overturning of everything America is in your face by a bunch of admitted criminal bankers. Feinstein was able to include a largely symbolic amendment which states that nothing in the bill changes current law relating to the detention of U.S. citizens and legal aliens. But they've already passed laws basically saying they can do all this before. But this measure is meaningless, according to Republican Congressman Justin Amash, a fierce critic of the bill. Some have asserted that Senator Feinstein's amendment, 1456, protects the right of American citizens and preserves constitutional due process. Unfortunately, it does not. It's just more cleverly worded nonsense. That's right, designed to deceive, as he said on Monday. Though the White House has threatened to veto the bill, the fact that Obama administration lawyers yesterday reaffirmed their backing for state-sponsored assassination of U.S. citizens would suggest otherwise. Well, yeah, and they said the executive decides that's why we may veto your bill, because we already have that power. They're all a bunch of out-of-control tyrants. So they're saying this is a dangerous precedent to have the Congress be able to say you can do this because they could say you can't. We fought hard to make the president separate and not under the command of Congress. So you must rebuke this, but while claiming the power, sire. Though you are our puppet vassal, the institution is powerful and is ours, to quote the New World Order's inner heart. Not voting for the bill, or in other words, upholding the oath to protect the Constitution, has been described over and over again as political suicide. The bill puts military detention authority on steroids and makes it permanent. American citizens and others are at great risk of being locked away by the military without charge or trial, said Christopher Anders, senior legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union. I already see cases where they're putting jaywalkers in jail or a deaf person. No one can communicate with them, so they stay in jail 2 or 3 weeks, you know, it's for nothing. I'm seeing cases now where they pull you over for speeding. I saw a case 2 weeks ago for 6 miles over, and they went ahead and took the 3 kids and gave them to CPS, and then CPS found some other reason to go ahead and just keep them. Now, all the time, you eat a Twinkie or a bottle of water, you saw that case, no criminal record, military family, you pay for everything, forget to pay for the bottle of water and the Twinkie. And as you're going out the door, that security runs over and you're like, oh, I forgot. And haven't we all done that before? I've been in the car before and gone back and paid for a bottle of water or something because the person ringing it up forgets to see it there. Or a thing of milk of my kids wanted or whatever. And they just said, nope, you're going to jail. Your kids are ours. And they're, last time I checked, they were fighting to even get their kids from CPS. They're like, well, that's in danger that you're a criminal. Must mean you're endangering your children. We're going to go ahead and keep them. And remember, this is a government 17 times. We did research. I kept saying 5 times because I'd seen that Justice Department number and Newsweek had reported it a long time ago in their shame of foster care headline. And Watson called me and he said, you're wrong, Alex. The Justice Department's numbers are 17 times more likely to sexually abuse CPS. There is, than any other group, they are the most dangerous. You're throwing your child into the most powerful concentration of child rapers and perverts you could on record. And they are the people that take the kids, of course. And then five times other physical abuse. Five times. And then now in England and in certain areas of the U.S., they're taking children with computer programs, quackery, that say you're at risk to abuse your children. Nothing's happened. It's pre-crime. What about you then with that same logic? If you're 17 times, why does CPS have our 50% turnover every year? Because good people get in and find out it's a pedophile ring and get out. And you're like, well, they'd warn somebody. They do, and they get killed. It's a huge racket. I've interviewed state senators who exposed rackets and were murdered. Remember the lady from Georgia? Great lady. Dead. Killed. I mean, these people are running things, folks. We're going to come back. I'll give the number out. Your calls are coming up. Bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less.
Okay, we are live. We are here and on the air because of your support. We are here actually breaking down the reality of what faces our society, the true nature of the government running our country and the world. The Republicans and Democrats fight over the levers of power, but they are bought and paid for by the same interest. And the general public is still, to a great extent, locked in a debate between the controlled left and right, which is a tiny controlled reservation. We have got to get outside of that. People have got to discover that global megacorporations that are not free market have taken over the government and are using it to shut down their competition. Coming up after I take calls. Draconian EPA regulations to cause rolling blackouts. Critics attacked by White House for making connection proven accurate. And, of course, we went over the fact that the different commissions pointed out the rolling blackouts all over the country last winter were because they'd shut down a bunch of plants. And the head of the EPA said we're going to shut down massive numbers in 2011, 2012. And now it is being reported by the Austin American Statesman, you name it, that power is going to basically double in price on average in the next few years. And that you're going to have rolling blackouts because the government's shutting them down. But the Statesman says it's great. Wait till I read this later, because I want to be able to read the Statesman to hear what the general public is reading and being brainwashed with. I mean, it is incredible. They make it look like the environmentalists are trying to get people more power in this article. The average moron, I shouldn't say that, the average uninformed person in a trance reading this, the average mind control victim, shouldn't get mad at them. They are victims. God love them. It's really painful seeing our wealthy country destroyed. I have children, just like a lot of you do, and it makes me angry. And it's so criminal. It's so over the top. It'd be so easy to wake up to these people and bring them to justice. But instead, it's just going to get worse. As we told you last week, now it's official. They're going to have some stupid show, congressional subpoena of Corzine about where the money is, and he's going to sit there and fill them full of a bunch of bull when it's known he committed crimes. It's known he did 40-to-1 bets. It's known he took private accounts. Corzine subpoenaed to appear before our House panel. We've got that. I've got all this other news I haven't even gotten into yet. In fact, I've got the article about the government spying on people's phones and built-in back doors. More confirmation on that. I've got the articles here that I never got to a few days ago about the numbers of foster children on drugs. I'm going to be getting into that report. But it's incredible to see Ron Paul banned from the next TV debate because he doesn't support an Iran attack. I mean, that is outrageous censorship. He's a top-tier candidate, and they don't want him there talking about it, when 60%+ of Israelis don't want it, and the former head of the Mossad is saying it's a disaster. I mean, our foreign policy is being dictated by the Israel lobby to a great extent, and the particular part of the Israel lobby that's super hawkish pro-war. I mean, that is just wrong. And then Ron Paul censored. So now the Israeli lobby is messing with our internal politics. And I'm supposed to just sit here and love it and thank Israel for it. And again, supporting Israel means supporting the most radical elements over there. Insane. Totally insane. By the way, we've got a special deal running if you want to support us, but plus get access to all the films, the nightly TV show, the high-quality archives of this transmission and more, and watch this radio show live. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. It's even lower than that right now. We got a deal running through December where you can get 44% off on a yearly membership. 5.3 months free when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have open phones now for the next 2 hours, interspersed with news, video, and audio clips we're going to be breaking down and analyzing here together today. You've heard a lot of the issues I threw out in the last hour. Ron Paul banned from the next debate. Was the system so scared of him because he doesn't support an attack on Iran? That's admitted. Just unbelievable. We have the bill passing that the military can operate domestically on the streets. Told you that was coming forever. They've been training. And you know what the training's for? Going block by block, sector by sector, taking your guns. Does the military have any idea, no matter what PSYOP they run, to have an excuse? What's going to happen when they try that if 1% of gun owners fight back? Well, that's the globalist plan. They want to start a civil war. In fact, I should give the number out and ask military. In fact, stop right there. I already see the phone lines loaded pretty much instantly. Stop right there, John. I said I was going to have open phones. But after we go through these first five or six that are on the board right there, the Genesis phone system only has six phone lines. They should have more. Ours has like 100, just digital. But side issue. I want to hear from current military. After I take these five calls, whoever gets in now, that's fine. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from current military. I want to hear from police. I mean, now's the time. Are you so cowardly, some of you that are current military or police, to call in and tell us? Because now everything I've talked about, another horrible chapter has come true because I've studied them. It's admitted. Don't you understand how frustrating it is? That's why I yell and scream. This is real. These are criminals. These are bad people. They're destroying our civilization. We have a responsibility as men, especially, to be involved and be informed and face these people. Everywhere I go, people thank me for what I do. And I look at them and I say, you do not thank me. It's just like in the old 30s and 40s movies that Indiana Jones was a remake of, that genre of the archaeologist adventurer movies. And in every one, they're in some temple and the walls start closing in on them, or water starts coming in, or sand, or the ceiling starts collapsing with spikes. There are a lot of temples around the world that actually have stuff like that in them. And it's like I'm in this cage, the ceiling's coming down on me, spikes are coming out of the ceiling. Historically, I saw when it first started to move and warn people. Now we're down to about 2 feet. The spikes are touching us. And I'm saying, folks, we got to get out of here. We got to reverse this. We got to find the lever in here that reverses this. There's always a lever. The lever's taking action, getting involved, never stopping, believing in yourself, praying to God, repenting, taking action, trusting God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say. And people are like, thank you for your courage. Courage? I mean, if I was out in an ocean liner and hit an iceberg and I got my family into a life raft, it wouldn't be courage that I'd climb down and put them in a life raft. It wouldn't be courage to be in this system warning people and fighting it. It's called self-preservation. Do not thank me, because in thanking me, you're saying I'm extraordinary. You're saying it's special what I'm doing. You're saying it shouldn't be. It is special what I'm doing. I've been dedicated. I've built something big and powerful thanks to your support. We've built this together. But it shouldn't be extraordinary. It is not, oh, thank goodness Alex and Ron Paul are there. Folks, we're all in this. That's what's so frustrating when a cop or a military person is serving the New World Order through the brainwashing template download they've been given, is that I know they're being destroyed by it. They may think they're serving the system. They may think the system's good. They think they're on the winning team. You're not. You're in this with us. It's ridiculous. And once you break your trance, once you can see this, it's so obvious. How did you not see it before? Join reality. Join goodness. We can turn this around now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are taking your phone calls right now, dealing with the fact that we are on the edge of a large regional war that could easily turn into World War III. The majority of top analysts believe, including the former head of Mossad, who Benjamin Netanyahu got rid of a year ago because he thought that it was bad to attack Iran at this time. So anybody that attacks people like Ron Paul because he doesn't want a new war, the majority of Israelis are against it. His former army chief, the former head of Mossad, said don't do it. He's in the news again today saying it's going to cause a catastrophe. The Russians have delivered 76 supersonic, giant, high-tech cruise missiles to the Syrians. The UN has declared Syria a civil war zone, and there's talk of a new humanitarian bombing. Al-Qaeda has publicly now, by the thousands, been injected out of Libya, real Al-Qaeda, into Syria. And the general public cannot find Syria on a map. They just know that they hide under tables at night from Al-Qaeda. And you tell them, well, the government's funding Al-Qaeda. They're like, huh? I mean, but why are we giving our rights up? Why are they saying the army has to be on the streets and has to secretly arrest citizens because Al-Qaeda is out there, but then Al-Qaeda works for them in every case in history? The hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. Here's Newsweek. Hey, the head of the embassy said they were ordered to let Al-Qaeda into the country. They were really CIA. The underwear bomber was put on the plane by the U.S. government. Amir al-Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, dined secretly at the Pentagon. Fox News. What's that mean? I want to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. Hey, the manuals say nothing about Al-Qaeda. It's all about libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans, gun owners. Do you get it's a corporate takeover using the excuse of terrorism, which they manufacture, provocateur, and allow? Well, you just keep saying, because it's fun to go. Oh, it's popular to like Herman Cain and be conned. It's popular to like Obama. It's popular to like Newt Gingrich. It's popular to get into hating Al-Qaeda and to be a bunch of idiots. While we're busy hearing about Herman Cain and debating whether or not he was having sex with that woman, watching that woman's body language, she's 100% credible. And that doesn't even matter. Herman Cain now admits that he gave her money for almost 14 years. Rent money. Oh, because she was a friend. Anyone who believes that is an idiot. A total moron. And I hear all the right-wing hosts endorsing him and saying, I'm sure he was just helping her. He's got such a big heart. Oh, he helped her all right. And helped her get her clothes off over and over again. And he loved helping her so much, and it's quite normal to keep a 13-and-a-half-year secret cash every month to a woman from your wife. I mean, if my wife caught me giving a woman money for 2 months, it'd be, honey, I just felt sorry for her. I was giving her rent money because I love her. I mean, I was being friendly with her. And I hear these women calling in going, I like Herman Cain. I believe him. Idiots, wanton. See, once you give in to grand delusions, willful delusions, great delusion, the Bible talks about it. Once you train yourself to buy ridiculous lies, you just buy them all. And these people get off on it. They like having their dollar devalued. They like losing their jobs. They like the New World Order. They like checkpoints. They like pot-bellied pedophiles grabbing their children's genitals. They like Jerry Sandusky. ESPN likes covering up documented reports of children being sodomized because it's just pure evil. All right, I'm going to shut up now. I got is that Marilyn? My eyes must not be as good as they used to be. A little bitty screen with calls on. I can barely read it. That's Marilyn is Highway Patrol in New York. Cole is military in Montana. We got military, a guy in the military, Jerome in Virginia. I'd already given the number out, and then I thought, hey, we're talking about the military arresting citizens, and then you disappear forever with no trial for no reason. And they say they can kill you if they want and torture you or have a military trial, whatever they want. I mean, this is best in show. If tyranny was a dog show, this is best in show. This is the royal flush. This is the creme de la creme. The cream of the cream. This is the top of the mountain. This is the pyramid summit. This is it. This is Moby Dick of sperm whales. This is the Mike Tyson in his prime of boxers. The Babe Ruth of baseball. The Ayatollah of rock and roller. The humongous of motorcycle gangs. The Elvis of rock and roll. The Jesus of Christianity, the Buddha of Hinduism, not Hinduism, the Buddha of Buddhist, the Krishna of Hinduism. I mean, you sit here and you look at this and it is so mind-blowing. And it's happened. And now they're just going to slowly roll it out and they'll use it on examples of, you know, turbaned brown people, so it'll be okay. Let's hear from Cole. No, who's first? Let's hear from Marilyn, who's Highway Patrol in New York. Then we'll go to Cole, Martin, Jerome, Ironhead, and others. What's your view on this? Marilyn.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing too good. Everything's coming true like I knew it would, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've been following you for a little bit here, and I agree with pretty much everything you've been saying. Just to let you know, New York police officers, they're brainwashed. Okay, most of them. Not all of us, thank God. They've been drinking too much of the Kool-Aid out of the juice containers that the department feeds them. Hopefully some of them will wake up and stop worrying about themselves and start worrying about the oaths that they took. And one of these days, maybe more of us come around.
Well, Marilyn, you know what happens historically, and I want to hear your view on this, when people only start caring about themselves, everybody else just cares about themselves and civilizations fall. We're going to destroy ourselves by going along to get along. At a certain point, that's what allows the evil to totally take over.
I hear you 100%, and that's why I'm probably one of the few that don't agree with the Kool-Aid mixing and the brainwashing.
So is there any discussion in the New York Highway Patrol about the military not just being now on the streets everywhere, but arresting citizens and citizens disappearing?
I haven't heard of anything to that respect. I'm former military as well, so, I mean, I have strong roots, and I'm just disgusted with the way things are going and how people just, like I said earlier, they just worry about themselves, and that's all they care about is their own little bubbles.
Well, the good news is Marilyn Burmis, who's guest hosted on the show, made some films here with us. He lives in New York, and he knows a lot of police he's friends with, and he says they're starting to wake up, and I talked to a lot of other police. They're starting to wake up, but I mean, what's the line in the sand? Is there any, with the Highway Patrol people you know, is there any line in the sand? Will they confiscate the guns if they're told to? Will they go arrest political dissidents if they're told? I mean, is there anything they won't do?
That would be up to the individuals themselves to draw that line in the sand. I know I have my line, and I can only speak for myself.
Okay, Do you ever hear people talk about a line in the sand? I mean, is there any discussion of the way this country's going?
Like I said, most of them are just the brainwashed Kool-Aid factor, and mostly what they do is they worry about themselves and their paycheck every 2 weeks.
Well, Marilyn, you're a veteran and a peace officer in the Highway Patrol. I mean, I would imagine, have you thought about what's going to happen if they do try gun confiscation? That is not going to be a very good job to have.
No, it's not. And I'm hoping that my retirement comes before that.
I hear you. God bless you, Marilyn. I appreciate you having the courage to call in. We get some men police officers to call in, but a lot of times it's females. Men have been castrated to a certain extent in this country. I guess it's the new land of the castrated male, home of the Nelly male or something. Let's talk to Jerome, who's military in Virginia. Then we'll go to Cole and others. Jerome, what's your view on all this, this secret arrest, secret detention, into posse comitatus?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I to get straight to the point, me and my friends, you know, the guys I serve, we talk about this on a daily basis. And the thing is, I think there's more military people that will not go along with the arresting of citizens and things of that nature. I think more police on that case will, you know, I guess until it starts to be turned on them. But I think the military, a lot of military actually listen to you, and a lot of military, you know, they do follow the orders. But, you know, I think there's a lot more military people I know that I'm serving with, I think is waking up to the fact that that they are being used as mercenaries in, you know, different regions of the world. And I think if it all came down to it, I believe that the military will side with the citizens, I think, for the most part. And I know there will be those that won't at the beginning, I believe. But I do feel that we're in trouble, though, Alex, as far as that goes. You know, I've been following you for years and been preaching, you know, a lot of the same things that you've, you know, talked about to a lot of people around me in my inner circle and things like that. And, of course, I was told, you know, that I'm a tinfoil hat wearer, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, things like that. And now, right now, they just call me Jostradamus, to be honest, because a lot of stuff is coming true. You know, about the gold, you know, the physical gold, give physical silver, everything like that. But the posse comitatus is I see it here because in where I'm at in Virginia, I'm really by the big naval bases and things like that, you know, and I see it every day, you know, with the checkpoints and things of that nature, the exercises that's going on, the helicopters flying around, and different, you know, exercises that's going on, you know, around us. So I see it on a daily basis, and I see it growing on a daily basis. A lot of more night operations and flight operations and things of that nature. So,
there's a major gear up. This is in Stars and Stripes 3 years ago. They said, we're preparing to pull triggers on Americans. It's a new mission for us. We're quote, getting used to it. We're going to build up with a core of 4,000 up to 100,000. And finally, they want a standby force of 370,000+. I think it's 379,000. I mean, this is the Army speaking, and it had quotes by this colonel about pulling triggers, and then a week later, they pulled that quote out of the article in Stars and Stripes. But, I mean, I've been there. I've witnessed it, and I've got so much family in the military, and it doesn't matter if they're in logistics, in supply, in repairs, or in combat roles. They're all being given the auxiliary training for the first time ever, some of them in 23 years, for riot control, cordoning, barricading cities. And I'm getting chills right now because you can see it. The global banks have taken over. They're going to stage events where it looks like you're fighting a real enemy. They're going to torture people, bring them out, and they'll confess, domestic groups. There's going to be a lot of rioting and stuff as the Depression gets worse. And a lot of people, the cops are going to stand down. The military is going to come in and restore order, and that's going to set the precedent. Oh, look, the military's doing a great job. And then they say, those of you that criticize the end of posse comitatus, see, you're a bunch of idiots. Look, I can think like the enemy. I've studied them so long. I know how they're going to operate. And it's very simple. Our military men and women are some of the best people out there. I've met them. I know them. My family, you know, right here in Texas, is military family. They're good people, but the leadership, it's like Hitler. The average German soldier was brave, moral. Most of them weren't Nazis, but you know what? They were serving evil. I mean, it's kind of like tires on a truck. The tires aren't evil, but when a psycho's driving it and tries to run over people on the street, it's those tires and the bumper that kill people. And the military and the police have to ask that. Are you going to be some mindless machine that does whatever you're told? This is the age-old question. And the story you tell is key. You've got, and I didn't know this when I started out 17 years ago. It'll be 17 years of what, in February, I've been on air. In the 17 years I've been on air, the first few years, I knew about a little bit of history. I knew about tyranny. I knew about the UN. That was about it. And I was kind of like a libertarian-style Republican, Ron Paul type. And I had no idea, Jerome or Josh, I had no idea that once you were attacked and things came true, people would listen to you. I just knew I had to be attacked because I had to warn people and I didn't care about being attacked. But you're absolutely right. You've gone the last few years from being laughed at to now, you know, they call you Joshtradamus. And imagine when more of it, how many talk show hosts have heard me say they're going to get rid of Posse Comitatus and say they're going to arrest citizens indefinitely? I thought that would come after they got rid of Posse Comitatus. They just went for it all. Because most of Congress are crooks that have been part of the scams and the bailouts and the insider bid rigging and all of it. They're crooks. Just like when the cops go to a crook's house, sometimes they pull a gun and say, "You're not taking me alive." The Congress has grabbed the military and said, "You're not taking me alive," and is pointing it at the public now. This is declaring war. Now, just because they've passed this doesn't mean they're going to be able to implement it. We've got to say no to this. I know this is new, Jerome, but once you tell your buddies about this now, obviously you've been getting the training. Now they announce why you're getting all the training. Again, that's compartmentalization. True intelligence, though, is seeing the manifestation of the training. That tells you what it is without having the secret memo. Now we have it publicly. What are your buddies going to say now that this has happened?
Well, I think they're going to say, "Hey, you were right again." You know, because we saw this coming, like you say, the training and things like that, you know, because we see some things on the inside that the public don't see first and things like that. And they're actually, you know, nervous as well, you know, because they see it is coming true and they see, you know, that the stuff that we actually learned about and found out about, you know, 2-3 years ago, now it's come to fruition. Now they say, okay, so what are we going to do? And to be honest, a lot of them are retiring. A lot of them are getting out of the military so they don't have to follow those orders. So they can be, you know, patriots to the Constitution and the oath that we took.
And by the way, and the government knows that. And this was 10 years ago in secret documents. Now it's public. You know, in the MIAC and Homeland Security and all those reports, you know who they're training these other paramilitary cadres for and the mercenaries for. They have files on all the veterans, and they literally know your profile, and if you're a real American, they hate you. Obviously, who was Hitler's number one enemy? Good people in the military.
Exactly. Exactly. And we all know that, and we're, you know, forming our coalition, you know, of good soldiers, good Marines, good, you know, sailors and airmen, you know, throughout the nation, you know, the different groups throughout the nation, you know, Armed Forces Network, you know, on, you know, the YouTube and on Facebook, you know, things like that. There are some good people out there, you know, hopefully, you know, some more good soldiers will come back, some good soldiers will come home, you know, and those that will be able to protect the nation, you know, from the UN soldiers that, you know, right across the border in Canada, right down the border in Laredo, Texas, you know, things like that.
Exactly. So, sir, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to Cole, and then, Ironhead's actually before him, and Martin and Philip and everybody that's holding. But I just want to say briefly, this is so important. The system can't get away with this if you speak out. And it's just like in the old movies where they say, "Hey, this is a scam, pass it on. Hey, this is a scam, pass it on." Real news and truth has a way of spreading once it gets going that is unstoppable. And it's real simple. Foreign banks have engineered our collapse. They plan on using the military for the takeover like a third world country. Pass it on. It's real simple. It's a foreign banking takeover, just like Europe. They're the ones that did all of this. You know, they want to use the military and police against the public. Let's not go along with this. Pass it on. And the globalists are going to pick up that chatter and back off. Right now they're testing, though. I cannot stress enough to you folks how much danger we're in. I mean, look at the bombing of Pakistan, the Russian ships, the cruise missiles getting moved into Syria. The Israeli former Mossad chief coming out and saying they're planning to attack. It's going to be a catastrophe. Of course it is. And politically, the globalists are going to stage terror attacks. I've been telling you this. It's coming. And it's going to be bad, folks. And they may come arrest people like Alex Jones. And, you know, I've got to make a decision at that point what I do. Because it's one thing if they arrest you through a corrupt court system, at least then you can fight it. Now they could just arrest me and take me and blow my head off, put me in a vat of acid, and that's the end of it. And, I mean, it's like Stuart Rhodes said the other day with Oath Keepers. He said, there comes a point where they escalate to the point you don't have a choice defensively. It's really sad it's gotten to this point, and it's going to get you're going to look back at this day as the good times. Just like I told you 6 months ago, you're going to look back at this day as the good times. We are a country going into judgment. God isn't going to let us kill 50 million babies, 51 million babies, and get away with it. Not going to happen. Not if we don't repent. And I mean really repent. And repenting means saying you're wrong and then going out there and fighting evil. The proof is that you're standing up against evil. The proof that you've got God in your heart is that you don't have fear. Those of you out there that are paralyzed with fear, I don't know what God you're communicating with. There's only one thing I fear, and that's God. The Bible says the beginning of knowledge is fear of God. And that's not like fear. It's fear of displeasing. It's fear of being bad. It's fear of falling. It's fear of joining all these evil people. Being in with those people and realizing how close all of us are to that. How weak we all are. I promise I got Nomi Prince, but I want to talk to Cole. I want to talk to Philip. I want to talk to Ironhead. I want to talk to Recon Marine, Martin, everybody. I'm going to get to you, I promise. John, go through and find out who's got to go the quickest right now, and I'll jam a few in, then we'll go to Nomi Prince, we'll get to the others, I promise. I will go to you while she's on with us. In fact, I'll just bring her on, introduce her, get her take on things, take your calls, okay? Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live. We're back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. History is repeating itself. The Republic is, for all intents and purposes, dead politically and in government. Fraud, media manipulation, Ron Paul having the polls cheated, caught over and over again, election fraud all over the country. People say, well, then why have Ron Paul run? To show the fraud, to inject the real issues. You don't expose the fraud by just standing back. You got to attack every angle so that as things implode, people know who to blame. Now, I know that we've got Martins first, and then Ironhead, Cole, Philip, Recon Marine, and others, because we're getting everybody's take here. We're going to get Nomi Prince's take, too, on indefinite detention passes. It has now passed 93-7, end of posse comitatus, military on the streets. They've been quietly violating the law for a long time. Now the dam's going to start breaking. But Nomi Prinz, I don't know, back in the 2002, 2003, went public. She was a managing director at Goldman Sachs, spoke out about the derivatives fraud, the corruption, wrote best-selling books. She's a guest here from time to time. She's got a new novel out dealing with the Great Depression that dovetails what's basically we're about to go into here. She joins us today, but we'll also be going to your calls here. But I want to get her take on what's happening with the police state and then what's happening in Europe and this giant power grab that we're witnessing. Nomi Prinz, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Wow, so it's all happening. A breakdown what's happening financially right now from your expert view and what the next dominoes are to fall.
We saw this week that as we've been talking about, as I've been writing about, and some others, not enough, obviously, that the Fed basically stepped in to supposedly bail out Europe. That's a very, very simplistic and really wrong way of looking at what the Fed did. What the Fed did was use what it called a rescue package for Europe in order to basically rescue again U.S. banks that have had exposure to Europe through a massive increase in derivatives, in leverage, in all sorts of trades, where they basically dared European government after European government to try and deal with them. And as things were falling apart, the Fed stepped in. They looked at the positions of companies like Goldman Sachs. And I believe there were conversations that happened. We don't know about them. These things come out, you know, years later, that the calls that happened between the Fed, the Treasury Department, the major bank CEOs. But what we know from the results is a lot of potential money came out again in the guise of helping Europe, but also and only to help the U.S. banks who were looking at losing money through the very bets they placed on Europe. And so yet again, just like we had in the subprime crisis, you know, these banks create these crazy toxic securities, assets, derivative transactions. They've increased their derivative transactions by 20% just from last year to this year. But going into the subprime crisis, same thing. They dare, they do bad bets, and they get bailed out by the Federal Reserve and the sort of backup of the Treasury Department. And it's just happening again. It's manifesting in Europe. I believe this is something that's continuing around the globe, which is why I think we're in a multi-year depression, and will manifest itself through Asia, will go through Latin America, will come back to the United States, but it's all for the same reasons, that we are bailing out bad bets by U.S. banks, printing money through the Federal Reserve, and being backed by the Treasury Department's philosophy for this.
Nomi, I've noticed that, well, in the case of Corzine and MF Global and others, the former head of Goldman Sachs, they're making 40-to-1 bets in things and engaging in more derivatives, as you said, more than they were in 2008. So they're continuing the same behavior that got the world in this situation. And the bigger the crisis gets, the more power they get to fix the problem they created.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the Corzine situation, and, you know, he still has misplaced billions of dollars. You know, he's still not even been indicted for anything, which is insane. I mean, you know, not just for betting against various sovereigns, countries in Europe, but also for misplacing, you know, the money that was trusted for whatever reason, but trusted to MF Global to be segregated from his own bets. And that obviously didn't happen. But you're right. There's this daring, and it happened here, it's happening in Europe. And the reason it's happening more larger now, and why the derivatives positions are bigger now than they were before the first set of bailouts after the 2008 crisis, is because banks saw, hey, you know what, we can do whatever we want. We will get bailed out. We will get 0% loans to do other transactions. And that's exactly what they did. They dabbled in commodities for a little bit, did a lot of volatility, a lot of chaos in the commodities market. But then they said, you know what, a better place to do this is in Europe. And they went from country to country. They increased their bets against countries as they went from Ireland to Greece to Italy to Spain, under the cover of the main media saying, oh, these economies are just falling. Just like the U.S. economy supposedly just fell, as if it wasn't pushed to fall by the fact that we're printing money to save the bets of banks. And it's the exact same thing. It's on a bigger scale now. It's more global, as the financial community is global anyway. And there's more governments involved. But it's the same game, same rules for them, just different trades.
So where do we go from here? What's going to happen next?
Well, you know, the markets definitely loved the fact that the Fed, you know, coordinated this, you know, this action with the ECB, Bank of England, and so forth, because they like cheap money. And they like to know, and bank stocks rallied on this as well, that whatever muck, whatever dirt, whatever bad transactions, whatever risk is on the books of these banks, it will be taken care of. So what happens? The banks go in, they leverage more, they bet bigger, because they just got, you know, a really nice present instead of a smack in the face and a breaking up of their size. So I think that continues to happen. You know, I was looking at what's going on, for example, in China. JP Morgan Chase has had a lot of sort of ads, but really articles slash ads in some of the China daily papers saying, you know, we're coming here. 30% of their profits are international. And again, when we say profits, we could mean derivative bets that get backed by central banks. But that's what they're saying. They're opening more communications, betting bigger there, because they've noticed that Europe, you know, the game might be almost over. They bet big. They've got it sustained. They've got it backed. And so now where's the next place to go? And the next place to really go is Asia. Europe will continue to play itself out, I think, over the next year or so. But they're really gearing up to say, okay, well, you know, we're going to move around the globe, and that's what's happening. I read an article, actually, that was in a student newspaper in Syracuse, because there's a bunch of J.P. Morgan officials telling them that the place to be right now is China and Asia, because China and India, because that's where they are focusing their growth. Meanwhile, and it's not really in the news, they're firing people here.
Well, that's been the globalist admitted CFR, Trilateral Commission, plan for at least 30 years, is to destroy our countries financially, suck everything out of them, and then move to China and other areas in Asia. And so while all this is happening, we see them now in Europe creating austerity, taking over the countries, and the controlled media never really points out that most of this debt that we're being told Americans and Europeans owe isn't even their debt. It's the derivative. So you worked at Goldman Sachs at the highest levels. What is the strategic planning? I mean, obviously, they have to have an end game to this. It's not just about making money, because the central banks issue the currency in credit. It's about political power. So what is their end game in this overall strategy? And because they've spent decades getting their operatives into every major regulatory and government executive position, is that why they're so openly criminal? Because they literally can do whatever they want?
They are doing whatever they want. The difference now, or the increased difference now over the last 30 years or so, is not only, you know, for example, does Goldman have people, you know, running Italy and running Greece and, you know, running the European central banks, but that they're also the growth of the derivatives market has increased so much and has accelerated so much. First, since the 2008 crisis, when banks realized they could do whatever they wanted anyway and get away with it anyway, and they piled on positions because they had all this cheap money. They had all this 0% money from the Fed. That's why the U.S. banks are leading this degradation across the globe, because they had the cheap money first, and they got it from the Fed, from the Treasury Department. And where do? They bet with it. The derivatives market that has grown by 20% just in the last year. The credit derivatives market, when I wrote that book, when I wrote Other People's Money, the credit derivatives market was tiny. It was nascent. And right now it's a $32 trillion market, which has a lot more risk attached to it. The entire derivatives market is $707 trillion. That's many, many GDPs over. And what it really is controlled by just a few banks. Four banks in our country, right, control 95% of derivatives. They control $249 trillion worth of risk.
From your research,
massive.
From your research, break down who's at the top of the pyramid: the four big U.S. banks, the two or three big European ones.
Yeah, well, the four big U.S. banks. There's J.P. Morgan Chase, which is the top, and then sort of tied for second, third, and fourth is Citibank, Bank of America, and Goldman. But what no one really looks at is how many assets these banks really have, which is, you know, deposits, loans, things with real physical assets attached to them, our money, for example. And J.P. Morgan Chase has over $1 trillion worth of assets, and they have about 45 or 6 times that in derivatives. Now, Goldman Sachs, which is just kind of a fourth in that top four. They only have $88 billion of assets. They have $48 trillion of derivatives, meaning that's 7% of global derivatives. JP Morgan Chase is 11%. The other two are around those figures as well. So you're talking about, you know, a few banks really controlling, you know, massive parts of the derivatives market globally. I don't have the figures, but, you know, you have SocGen, you have UBS, you have Deutsche Bank, and they're probably somewhere also within that, you know, 7% to 11, you know, to 10% range. And then there's several other banks throughout the world that are sort of 1% to 2%, and then everybody else has, like, you know, crumbs off of this derivatives project.
Sure. What about the article I saw in USA Today a month ago that $79 trillion in derivatives has been moved by Bank of America over into a taxpayer-backed account, and they may want a bailout of that?
Well, that's exactly right. Bank of America, as we know, is an insolvent bank. And we know, you and me and a lot of your audience. But what happened is that Merrill Lynch, which had a massive derivatives book to begin with, that's why it was going to go bankrupt in the fall of 2008. What happened was it was run by John Thain, who was an old Goldman Sachs co-president. And the Fed and Treasury Department said, hey, you know what? How about instead of you dissolving, we just give you to Bank of America, whatever. We'll just back you. And so Bank of America took Merrill Lynch, obviously had Countrywide as well, which is a toxic company and is still undergoing tons of fraud and all sorts of criminal investigations by attorney generals, not so much by the government outside of that. But anyway, Merrill Lynch had all these derivatives that were just festering. And I wrote about this in It Takes a Pillage. And what happened was in the last month is that the shareholders and the derivatives partners of Merrill Lynch said Bank of America had just gotten downgraded. That meant that Bank of America wasn't as credit worthy to be on the other side of the derivatives transactions with their customers, the big customers, the big other banks. And so what we want is the Merrill Lynch stuff to at least move into the part of Bank of America that is more credit worthy. Okay, so there was the part that was more speculative, that was downgraded. The big part where all of the people's deposits and loans are was also downgraded, but not as much. So all the Merrill partners said, you know what, can you just move it over there so we have a better rating, so it's cheaper to keep those derivatives going. And so we're more certain that Bank of America won't fail on them to us. And
okay. Okay, let me ask you this question. We're going to go to calls. I mean, I know they planned all this as a way to bring down governments, take over, but they've done such a good job at wrecking things. They've been exposed. I don't see any way they're going to get away with this. And as you've pointed out, and other economists have pointed out, it's a black hole. It's impossible to ever pay back. They can't convince the public forever. It's our debt when, again, over 90% of it globally is their fraudulent made-up debt. And so they're living on a prayer. They're living on a hoax that people don't call their bluff. And I see the only way they're going to try to stay in power is stage terror attacks, new wars. That's why we're seeing the Senate pass a law that citizens can just be disappeared, the military can arrest you. All of this is happening. What's your view on that? And then I'm going to go to calls for military and police officers and others that have called in on that subject. This indefinite detention, the bedrock, hallmark, bellwether certification that you're living in a super tyranny.
Well, the whole notion of this police state and you know, is basically to keep people quiet. It is to keep them from, you know, looking into what's really going on. And if there are any sort of you know, clawbacks from a population standpoint to quiet it, to dampen it, because when you have this sort of financial terrorism going throughout the world, and it's the money that controls all of this, you know, whether it's a military operation that's new somewhere or whatever, you know, somewhere in that equation, you know, there's defense contractors making some money, but beyond that, honestly, there are banks betting on what will happen. And so sort of increasing, you know, the sort of overall risk in the world, which, yeah, you're right, it has nothing to do with individuals. Our debt here in the United States, $14 trillion of debt. The banks have $249 trillion of derivatives. So it obviously isn't us. But to subdue discontent, information gathering, the public disclosure of that information just helps to propagate all of this crime. Because if no one's around to call it out, or no one can call it out, or people being jailed to call it out, or journalists are even being jailed to call it out, then you have a situation where information becomes really hard to go by, and it allows those in control to stay in control because the dissent is just squelched.
Well, I just want listeners to know, and most people figure this out now, over the years, detractors, COINTELPRO have said I'm a fearmonger predicting all of this. History's pretty wild. History's pretty scary. And we're definitely going down a very nasty path. Unfortunately, it's all coming true, in some cases worse than I thought it would and quicker. And I just hope people realize, you know, a full spectrum of our guests and other even, you know, mainline researchers agree now, we're in a whole lot of trouble. And this culture of denial has allowed this to happen, Nomi.
No, I agree. I'm whenever I get emails, and I'm sure you get more from people saying, you know, thanks for sharing information, because we're not getting this from mainstream media. We're not getting these details because there's these pat stories, you know, like in Europe. Oh, the European countries are doing bad, so we're helping them out. No, that's not the case. We have banks that bet on them and have gotten bailed out. You know, so there's
the banks are getting our money in a bailout, which isn't a bailout. It's a robbery. Nomi, stay there. Call straight. Okay, we're back. Nomi Prinz is our guest. 5 minutes to the next hour, then Bob Chapman joins us. We'll continue with news and open phones. Some of the articles I have is from Japan to Ireland to the U.S. Politicians and others are calling for lithium to be added to the water to calm the public. Now, we know they've actually been doing this for a while, but now they're just admitting it. Boy, I tell you, there is no end to these people. This is out of the Irish Times. I want to plug something. Not only everybody can listen to the radio show on XM, AM, FM, all of those systems. But if you want to actually see the radio show and support us and see the nightly news show, subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv. And one of the IT guys over PrisonPlanet.tv just came in here and said, hey, we haven't gotten rid of that 15-day free trial yet. So I thought we were getting rid of it at the end of November. And he goes, no, it's gone tonight. It'll be gone this afternoon. So if you want the 15-day free trial, it ends today. I thought it ended 2 days ago. And we also, of course, have the new special for the month of December, 44% off on a yearly membership, 5.3 months free when you buy 6.7 months. And your support does finance our news operation in the face of the globalists, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to go to some phone calls for Nomi Prinz, but Nomi, I mean, what's coming next if they say the military can secretly arrest you and hold you for life and no one knows where you went? I mean, this is literally the disappearances they talk about in North Korea.
No, it's so sad. It's that suppression of contempt. We're supposed to be a democracy. You know, we're supposed to be able to express information and opinions and everything else as long as we're not hurting anyone. And obviously doing so isn't hurting anyone unless you're getting violent with it, which isn't the intent of what's going on now. The intent is really to just quell information, journalism, discontent. And it's amazing in a world in which there is so much that needs to be extracted, that needs to be made light, because things are more rapidly decaying now. You know, the derivative stuff it sounds all techy, but I mean, it's not. We're talking about, capital that used to be just decimating and causing depressions in the 20s when it was easy to sort of understand it. Now it's more complex, but it's much
more powerful.
It's fraudulent
garbage that they've sold into the market that they make money on the front end with, and then they make us bail it out on the back end. It's incredible theft. Cole in... where are you calling from, Cole? You're in the military, you say you're concerned about this. Where are you calling from?
That's Missouri.
Okay, Missouri. Give us your view on what's happening.
Okay, well, just give you a little bit of history myself. I'm former active duty, current National Guardsman. I was there on the ground July 12, 2007 during the Apache attack. I was in a different company, though. I just wanted to hit on a few things real quick. Yesterday I was scanning a story on Yahoo about Ron Paul, and you see all the comments and... it's just, you know, people that are bashing see it all just, you know, negative comments, they're all hidden. And then, you know, the story just disappears. So you see the psyop going on with that. The current state of the National Guard unit I'm in, I'm getting out here in just a few months. But one of the guys there, he was all fired up about the Fast and the Furious thing. And we talked about it for a little while, and here came September 11th, and he posted something on Facebook and said, you know, everyone needs to shut up about this inside job thing. And I posted back, I was like, hey, you know, you just were all fired up, you know, about them shipping 2,000 guns across the border to Mexico. You know, the government would never, you know, do anything like 9/11. He's like, well, you know, point taken, I guess. So, you know, you just got to point little things out to that to people.
Exactly. Governments get caught doing this stuff all the time. It doesn't mean there aren't terrorists somewhere, but the point is most of this stuff is provocateur or manufactured. Well, talking to your friends in the National Guard, are they concerned about this?
Quite a few of them. A lot of them gotten out. A lot of them, you know, they signed long contracts, so they're just stuck with it. But a good number of them are. Then, you know, there's always the guys that are just oblivious to everything and are just there for whatever reason.
Well, no doubt we've moved 2 minutes closer to midnight. Thank you. Five more minutes with Naomi Prinz. We'll get her take on this. Talk to Recon Marine and others straight ahead. And then Bob Chapman joins us, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other news we haven't covered, including the power plant shutdowns.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
KnowMePrinz.com is her website, and we ran one of her articles at Infowars.com. The Fed's European Rescue, another backdoor U.S. bank Goldman bailout. Our final segment with her, I really appreciate her joining us. We're also getting to your calls right now, dealing with this military takeover situation. I mean, I know I'm harping on this because we kept telling people this was coming, and now it's here, and TSA is setting up checkpoints on highways. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get that this Homeland Security system is for the American people and not for terrorism, Naomi?
It's unfortunate, but it seems like every step, you know, like you've been talking about, like what's going on now, it's obvious that it's not going to go backwards. I mean, that there's a consolidated effort to squelch, you know, individualism here, which is really not what this country was, you know, founded for. And it's really, really dangerous, because once you do that, you know, as you've spoken about, as others know, there's it's hard to turn back.
It is hard to turn back, and that's what tyranny does. It tends to slide until it collapses itself, because the society of criminals will just rob and rape and loot everything until everything collapses. And I mean, you worked around these people. Max Kaiser has, many others have. Max and others have said they're like suicide bankers, like the banker that stayed at his desk, even though he knew that he was probably going to die on 9/11, to make an extra $10 million. And, I mean, certainly they're not going to stop themselves, are they?
No, and they've only seen that what they do is more and more coddled by the government. We had unprecedented bailouts and subsidies, you know, starting in 2008. We have another slew going on now with respect to U.S. bank exposure to Europe. It's only ramping up, and in the face of that, you know, the top U.S. bankers are basically just laughing, because it's like, look, we're increasing our risk, even though we screwed up the world back then. We're going to continue to do it. You're going to continue to back us. The Federal Reserve is so supportive of this that they, in broad daylight, say on their website, which I pointed out in this piece, which no one else seemed to point out, that this recent European intervention by them was a way to support the U.S. banks. This isn't even me saying this. This is like the Fed's own words. And yet we're so conditioned to just follow, you know, the mainstream headlines, which is just, oh, we're bailing
exactly
out to help Europe.
Exactly. But then even
question this. It's sure, out there.
Sure. But then even the so-called U.S. banks, as you pointed out earlier, are moving to China. So they're not U.S. banks.
Well, finance is global. That $707 trillion worth of derivatives is global. And the U.S. banks, even if they're domiciled here, they're headquartered here, they have the ability to do whatever they want, wherever they want. The part that's not global is how the Fed and Treasury Department will basically increase our debt as a nation in order to support their bad bets when they go wrong, and then keep them from going wrong for next time. And so that's the part that's more domestic. The international part is global finance. It's fast. It's powerful. It's controlled by a few banks and a few people that are strategically positioned within various governments or government agencies. I mean, even the New York Federal Reserve was run by, you know, Tim Geithner. It's got a Class A directorship given to Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, which he had during the subprime crisis, and it was reconfirmed for him to be there now. So you have the biggest global bank in charge of basically, you know, having the relationship to be able to get money to bail out, subsidize, and increase their exposure and their power globally. So yeah, it's a true mess. It's just bigger now than it's ever been because we have had a derivatives market that's grown even more quickly than it has in the past.
Wow, Nomi Prince, thank you so much. Inside whistleblower joining us here today, and you can find out more about her new book at NomiPrince.com. I look forward to speaking to you in the future, if there is a future. Thank you, Nomi.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, and I promise we're going to your calls early. I'm going to get to Recon, Martin, Ironhead, Philip, Frank. I'm going to get to all of you. Bob loves calls. We'll take your calls first, then get into everything with Bob Chapman on the economy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Bob Chapman is quite a character. He's a military veteran, worked in intelligence, then he was a private silver and gold broker, the largest private silver gold broker at one time in the United States. He's lived all over the world, and he then helped put out the Gary Allen Report exposing the globalist and none dare call a conspiracy 40-plus years ago. And he now lives in an undisclosed location outside the United States because the long arm of the New World Order has been seeking after him. And he joins us in this hour to take calls from police, military, and others to get their view on the fact that the media is going, hey, the army's going to be on the streets of America. You've already seen us illegally doing it. Well, now it's legal. Of course, they can't pass a law saying black people are slaves again. My point is, just because they say something's legal doesn't mean it is legal. Marbury versus Madison and other rulings, as well as just common sense. Can the government pass a law saying they can blow children's heads off? No. Can the government pass a law they can ship opium into the country? No. They do, though. So the point is that we've reached a new level of corruption. So they're saying that they will secretly arrest citizens whenever they want, that they will take you to a secret prison and you're never seen again. And Obama came out and said, I'll do more. I'll kill citizens without a judge, jury, or trial in America. So that's all these hitmen and mercenaries need to be told, is it's okay, we're allowed to do this now. You're covered by law. Go kill who we want. Go assassinate who we want. Just an unprecedented situation. You've got cruise missiles, high-tech ones given by the Russians, a whole bunch of them, 76 of them at least, to the Syrians. You've got the UN declaring it a civil war zone, and they're getting ready to call for the humanitarian bombing. Bombs are now loving. Orwell's vision has come true. Double think, double speak. Up is down, down is up. Black is white. Israel saying they may hit Iran. The former head of the Mossad is saying it will cause a, quote, catastrophe. But the globalists want catastrophe. They want global crisis. Order out of chaos. I want to go to your calls, and later in the hour we'll get into the European situation with Bob, the latest on MF Global. I meant to bring that up with Nomi Prince, but I forgot. With Bob, we'll talk about the power plant shutdowns across the country that we predicted now happening. The White House, of course, is not very happy. Also, more governments and others are calling for lithium to be added to the water. That's lithium, an antipsychotic. So you'll be calm when the government abuses you. All of that is coming up today. Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. Always great talking to you, my friend. I was talking to my mom this morning, and she said that she looked forward to hearing you today. She said, is Bob Chapman going to be on? And I said, yes. I said, do you like him? And she goes, yes, I do like hearing him on the show. So my mom's a fan out there listening right now, Bob.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, Mom. The only thing is your mom's probably old enough to be my daughter.
Yeah, I think so.
But be as it may, I was floored with this vote on 1867, the Senate bill, 93-7. That shows you how many people are totally corrupted and paid off in our Senate, because nobody in their right mind would have voted for that.
Well, you're right. I mean, this really shows that they'll do anything. Obviously, they're scared. They know they've committed crimes. It's come out their insider trading to an extreme extent. And they're now just trying the hidden in plain view thing. Because they have a 9% approval rating, because they know that we know they're crooks, they're now just, okay, we're criminals, we're butchering everything, and we're allowed to insider trade, and we're allowed to give congressional money to companies we're invested in. I mean, they are really light speed past the Rubicon now, Bob.
Well, as Gerald says, it's the Gambinos and the Bananos. Only I grew up with those people, and the equivalent, and they were nowhere near as bad as these people are. I mean, they wouldn't think of doing those things. In fact, Luciano said in 44, after he helped with the invasion of Sicily, and they had let him out of Dannemora Penitentiary, he was in there for narcotics violations. He said, I finally figured it out. I should have become a banker. He said, then I could have done all this stuff legally. And so, you know, we have a marriage of crime, and that's been prevalent for a long time in civilization and in America, but not to the extent that it is today. And these people who control Washington and the bureaucrats, technocrats, which are bankers, they all afraid, just like you said, Alex. And as you know, we discussed that we're breathing down their neck every day, and they don't like it very much. And so all the rules gone out the window. There are no rules. There's rules for you and I, but not for them. And they're trying to do what they can do to grab what they can before the ship goes down.
And then they're going into a post-industrial world. This is a criminal group who, in their own words, studied dictatorships and the science of oppression and have tried to codify a system where instead of getting thrown out or getting in trouble, they'll get always steal more power, always steal more control as they drown the public in just absolute unmitigated tyranny. And they call it command destruction. This looting, this wrecking of society is a planned depression. And the PSYOP is you're not in a depression. And there seems to be no end to it. But gauging this, I see that all is not well and they're not in full control. They've been a little too good at stealing. And I see a certain desperation when people like Corzine at MF Global are making 40-1 bets. What do you expect to see out of the congressional hearing? They'll like massage his feet and tell him what a delicate genius he is and maybe chew on his toenails for him or something?
Well, as you know, they won't do that, but they'll certainly let him off the hook. It's my feeling, and I only base this on experience. I don't have any evidence. I think that the MF caper was government-run. Corzine was told what to do, and he can't be that suicidal on his own. He's a professional in the bond market. He knew what he was doing, and they needed support over in Europe in the bonds that belonged to the countries that were insolvent, and he was told, you go in and buy them. And then when he ran out of money, said, well, loot the accounts, whatever you got to do, but buy more. And that's what he did, and they will cover up for him. He's not going to go to jail. He might get fined, and that'll be the end of it.
Well, let's expand on that. You are the only person, the only expert I interview who says that. My gut tells me you're right, because that was a sure loser. Other experts say, no, this is the craziness of these people, and they give other examples. But if you look at everything that happened and the way this is being dealt with, I think it's more than just an order. This was a test to see if they can start taking people's private accounts ahead of a bank holiday and a devaluation.
Maybe. We don't know that yet. We'll just have to see what path they follow after this. Don't forget, this has to be digested first. And it's going to be in the headlines at least for another 6 months. And so I think we're going to have to be patient on this one. You know, most people don't understand there's a big difference between what goes on in the commodity market and other markets. A commodity is not a security. It's an agreement between two parties. And, of course, if you read the contract, and as you know, I was in the business of owning a brokerage firm for many years, although I didn't trade in commodities. If you read the contract, you'll know that you have no rights whatsoever. The CME and the COMEX can change the rules anytime they want. In stocks and bonds, it's different. Now, less than 1% of the action in the markets come from commodities. The big market is bonds. It's 100 times bigger than the stock market. And then there's the stock market. And these criminals, most of their action is very subtle, and they get away with it because nobody knows what they're doing, usually on inside information. And that's where they make money. And so I can see them sacrificing MF with a leader who's one of them in order to get the buildup in the purchasing of bonds that are virtually worthless, as far as I'm concerned,
all right,
in Europe.
All right, let's move on. When we come back for break, I'm going to go to some calls for a while from military and police and others that are concerned about this. But notice how long we've known they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, how long they've been trying to, like rats under the floorboards, eat the foundation out from under us. But to add on top of it, secret arrest of citizens, indefinite detention, we've got to make a big deal out of this. We've got to challenge this. But it really does signify just how criminal these people are. Why didn't they just go for the end of Posse Comitatus? Why did they go ahead and go for it all? Because this has woken a lot of people up. I can't tell you how many phone calls, emails, how many big news sites, how many people are calling me and apologizing and saying, well, I guess you were right.
Well, I think you have to look at who they've hired since the Second World War. First Operation Paperclip and the Gestapo and other Nazis. And then at the fall of the Soviet Union in Eastern Germany, they hired Soviet experts and Stasi, which is a secret police in Eastern Germany. They hired them to come to America to tell them how to suppress the population. And I think the wording and the direction of this legislation was really put together by them because they understand how it works. Them being the NKVD and the Stasi. I used to work against those people, so I know where their heads are at. And so I think this patent was set up by these people in behalf of the people who control our government.
Absolutely. The bankers knew they were going to engage in this gangster fraud, this giant takeover. And by the way, what Bob's talking about is true. It's on record in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bush hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. They hired a bunch of former Russian experts. And our model is a communist model now. The TSA, all of it. If you're tuning in for the first time or if you're a longtime listener, there's no doubt you found it. The front lines of the info war, the fight for liberty, basic freedom, Western civilization. It's going on right here. You can go back and watch my films from 15 years ago, and they're prescient. They break down exactly what has now unfolded. You can see my films from 3 years ago, like Obama Deception. It's happening. All right, I want to go to your phone calls and then go through a raft of news with Bob Chapman and get his take on what he thinks is most important with the economy right now. But Recon Marine, then we'll get to Ironhead, Philip, Frank, Martin, and everybody that's holding. Recon Marine, what's your concern with secret arrest, the military on the streets? I mean, what's wrong with North Korea?
I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The problem is they never trained us on how to freaking fight domestic terrorism. Everything they're doing is eroding the Constitution, and I believe that all these freaking members in Congress and stuff should be tried by a jury of, I would say a jury of their peers, but we're not their peers. They see us as bugs. Can you hear me, Alex?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm listening to you. And you look at the definition of terrorism, it's threatening or carrying out violence to get a political goal, and that's what these crooks do. Talking to family, friends, other military people, are they concerned about the military operating in America and being able to grab citizens and have citizens disappear? I mean, it's bad enough to have the military operating domestically. The military kills people and breaks things. It doesn't engage in peace officer activity. It's totally illegal. Always has been in any free country. But now secret arrest and disappearing, even the worst third world cesspits don't have that. Only North Korea, only Nazi Germany, Communist China doesn't have that. I mean, do people realize that words cannot describe how big a deal this is? It's 100% confirmation that it's worse than we even thought. We're in trouble. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Alex. You're absolutely right. And the thing about it is, people refuse to believe it. People refuse to wake up. I try to tell people and inform them all the time. I talked to my dad about it, you know, about the TSA and everything else and what's going on. Because the Nazis had a word for the TSA. It was the Gestapo. And his response was, well, at least, you know, if they had searched Timothy McVeigh, maybe it would have stopped the Oklahoma bombings.
Exactly. Let's have a checkpoint everywhere. Let's ban knives like England's trying to do. Let's arrest people for their speech like England's doing in Canada. Listen, we sent a film crew out yesterday. It's going to air tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock this evening. And we found a bunch of people. I didn't believe it. I wrote the questions for Darren McBreen about the Military Commissions Act. You know, do they support it? This new National Defense Authorization Act, secret arrest. And we found a bunch of people that were like, well, I think we should arrest people and throw away the key and never seen again. I think troops should be on the streets. And we're like, but North Korea does that. Well, I guess they're good. And they're like, I want the government to keep me safe. Folks, a government that can do that is always the big threat. A lot more scary than some cave-dwelling guy with a Fu Manchu beard. I'm sorry. Don't you get it, folks?
The government's not there to keep us safe. That's what our Second Amendment rights are for.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your call. And then they spun the bill and said, it does allow the military to arrest Americans, but you know, we've got to have our military able to shoot back. Under common law, if somebody shoots at you, no matter who you are, military, cop, citizen, you're allowed to shoot back. Okay, let's go ahead now and get Bob Chapman's take on what the Recon Marine was saying.
What is very concerning, not especially among older people my age and that group, they have been conditioned, generally speaking, all through World War II and since then. And they've been captured by the propaganda, and it's understandable that you get responses like you, the gentleman talked about from older people. What's very, very concerning here, and I'm sure it is to the gentleman who just called in, is the military being injected into our society on a official and progressive basis. That is not historically been the job of the military, and it's something that they certainly don't want to do, and it's something that could very well lead to revolution. I mean, you might have units decide, no, we're not going to do that. And if that happens, what does government do? Do they send other units after them? And if they do that, does the public get involved?
Look, stay there. I want to get your take on this. I'll finish your story on the other side, but these are the direct final steps into total bedlam. I mean, it always is. Caesar crossing the Rubicon. Here we come.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There was a time when I had a liner years ago that I played that said, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. Hello, America. If you're out there listening on or behind enemy lines, you know, the Republic will rise again. Basically a clip from Red Dawn, and then it went into the intro of the show, and people would call me and say, what's that about? Because I added the FEMA Region 6 part, and I'm like, you're under FEMA Region 6. You're not under the Republic. Under emergency reorganization, you are now under a corporate dictatorship. And now that's admitted. I see federal court rulings all the time where they say, under administrative law, you have no rights. Under international administrative, I've seen the Supreme Court come out with rulings saying we now follow international UN law. And that law is total fraud. That law is not law at all. It's criminal garbage. It says the state can do whatever it wants and special interests can do whatever they want. It's the law of tyrants. It's the law of slavery. We're going back to Bob Chapman and directly to Philip. Ironhead's been holding longer than Martin, everybody. I'm going to get to you right now. I want to briefly here just remind listeners that we are listener supported. But that is only part of it. When you buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, you educate yourself to a higher level. You get a tool to make copies of, to give to others. You meet like-minded people when you're wearing an Infowars.com or Don't Tread on Me or Ron Paul T-shirts that we sell. All available at Infowars.com. Then, of course, there's also PrisonPlanet.tv, and we were supposed to get rid of the special 2 days ago, but it will go away at the end of the show today. 15-day free trial is still available for a couple hours more at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. But if you go to Infowars.com, we're offering a special we've never offered. $99.95 for all 18 of my films on DVD. And it comes with a couple Infowars.com bumper stickers, an audio CD of my rants and music of two of my films, and also a citizen rule book. $99.95, a $260 discount, and the small profit we make funds this operation. So again, Infowars.com, check out all the... We've also got great water filters we're selling, gravity fed. We did a lot of research, and I found the best system out there. The Pro Pure, that's available at Infowars.com as well. Or call if you have questions about specials and combos. We're guaranteeing shipping anywhere in the U.S. if you order by the 19th of December. But if you're overseas, order today. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to us at the P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And finally, eFoods Direct Holiday Special. This holiday, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex is offering some unbelievable deals. Find links at Infowars.com. If you forget the URL, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now is the time to have storable food. I'm getting even more storable food. I got the stuff I bought 6-7 years ago. I'm eating that now. I've got stuff I got 3 years ago, and they've got even better gourmet stuff now. I'm ordering even more. If you have ever thought about getting a supply of storable foods, now is the time. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials or give them a call on the special line that gives you the specials, 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Okay, let's go to your calls with Bob Chapman. You've been holding long enough, but these callers are all great. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Martin in Texas. Martin, what's your view on the total military, not military takeover, total banker takeover through the military? But that's nothing. Into Posse Comitatus is nothing compared to saying we'll secretly arrest you, kill you, torture you. You will disappear forever. Your view on that?
Well, actually, Alex, I was calling about something you were talking about earlier about CPS taking away your children.
Yeah, that's all part of the martial law, yes.
Yes, it actually happened to me yesterday. I was on my way back from Corpus, and a highway patrolman pulled me over, saying I crossed the white line on the shoulder. My two tires touched. That's the reason he pulled me over. When he asked me if I had any drugs or anything, I told him no. He asked me to search my car. I told him no. When he did, he threatened me to put me in jail. And put my son on Child Protective Services. Now, all this was because my driver's license was invalid because I haven't changed my address in a year.
Oh, no, I had a guy pull me over and try to say my address wasn't right and do all that. So what happened? What happened? I've had him on that same, was it 37?
Yes, it was 37.
No, listen. I mean, you know when a wolf's on you. I got pulled over for going 5 miles over the speed limit once, and my two children were asleep in their safety chairs. This was like 6, 7 years ago or 5 years ago. Behind me and my wife were driving down to the beach. About 8 o'clock at night, they pull us over. And they walk over and they start looking at my kids and looking at me. And it was a woman with a male and looking at me real criminally. She said, I want to check their seats and make sure they're safe or we're going to have to do something. And I said, listen here, right now, okay, you go ahead and give me your ticket, but stop looking at my kids like that. And they weren't used to a slave, so they kind of backed off. But, man, this country's gone. It's so gone. It's so gone. So did they take your son or just threaten to get him?
They just threatened, and I felt the same way. I felt as soon as the officer stepped out of his vehicle.
Here's the deal. Our kids is enough, and I'm going to tell the criminals in government, keep your hands off of them. Okay, I know you want to hand them over to your rapers, okay, but you work for pedophile scum, and I'm putting you on notice. Keep your hands off our kids. Keep your hands off of them, you murdering scum. And by the way, I got all the articles where they get the kids totally healthy and drug them up so bad they kill them. I've just had enough of you murderers. I'm sorry. I appreciate your call. I can't hear it. I can't hear it anymore. Chapman, I'm going to go to other calls. I got to settle down for a minute. But do you want to comment on any of this?
No, I think it's upsetting enough. Let's move on.
Okay. I can't handle it anymore. You know, it came out at Syracuse. ESPN knew about the tapes and the wife admitting the guy's raping little kids, and ESPN covered it up, Bob. And the state police in Texas got ordered to stand down and basically did with all the youth commission where they rape the kids. Even if that idiot guy isn't a child rapist himself, when they take the kids, that's who they take them to, Bob. And I know you've researched this. Am I exaggerating this threat of the pedophile armies?
You're not even touching the smallest part of it. This is so, and it has been so, within our society for so many years. And people in their decent minds can't conceive of people being that evil, particularly with children. And they've been getting away with it. And they will continue to do so. But times will change. One way or the other, and I think that they've made a terrible mistake. One thing I would like to interject here, and Naomi Prince touched on it in the previous latter part of the program, and that is the very power of these people behind the scenes emanates from the financial sectors of all of society in the different countries. The best thing that can happen to us, and you're not going to like this, because if you're not in gold and silver related assets, you're going to lose almost everything. But the best thing that could happen would be the collapse of the financial system. And then we could go after these rats, show the people what they've done, and get rid of them and change the entire system.
Bob, you've done more research than I have in your 50 years fighting them, but in every case, it is the 6 big mega banks that she listed, 4 here, 2 in Europe, that run all the evil plans, the shutdowns of power plants, the CPS, the eugenics, all of it. I mean, here's ABC News saying a year-long investigation that 70%+ of the kids they grab, they put on multiple drugs. Of course they do. I mean, I don't just get up here and say this, and you know, they can only push so far, Bob. I mean, that's what concerns me is years ago I still had a little concern and held back and stuff. Now I just am sick of these people. I know they're criminal. I know their snot-nosed servants are a bunch of morons. And I just, I know more and more how the Founding Fathers felt in 1774. You know what I mean, Bob?
They had very little support, very little. And 5% of the people were against the British, and they made it work. And people will never realize the chances that they took, the hardship that they went through. to make the country that we have today. And we're not going to let these other people take it away from us. And, you know, putting military on the streets of America just might boomerang. And there might be a coup. So I think the people in New York City and Washington ought to think about that. Because you know something? We're not going to take any prisoners.
Well, I think Stuart Rhodes likened it to sticking their arm down a badger hole. I mean, they really... But that's what always happens to these arrogant people. They always push too far, Bob. You know the military. You know the military is telling them not to do this and is on record. On every front, they're telling the bankers stop what they're doing. You know why? Because they actually know what's going on, and they know historically they're going into very dangerous waters right now. You know, again, it's not just us going into dangerous waters. The criminals, the good, the bad, the ugly, we're all going together there. That's the thing. This is not going to be fun for anybody.
That's for sure. And don't forget, there's a lot of good people out there in the military and law enforcement, and they're just waiting for us to say, we want to help you. And it's going to come about. There are some positive things to this. And these people continue to make mistakes. We know that because we're breathing down their neck. And we're going to win in the end. We may pay a great price. But we got to keep doing what we're doing, especially with this legislation now, which is coming up in the House. We've got to climb all over Washington. We have to hit them with 100,000 or a million emails a day and just absolutely put them off kilter.
Well, if they start trying to snatch and grab citizens, you know they're going to snatch and grab unpopular groups first to set the precedent, but... It's let's go to Ironhead in Washington. Thanks for holding, Ironhead. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, absolute pleasure. I've been a longtime subscriber to Bob. I've been following you, Alex, spreading your emanation across the entire universe.
Thank you.
We have to remind ourselves that life's going to give us whatever we need for the evolution of our consciousness. And if both of you could now, in metaphorically sense, grab a magic marker, walk up to your wall, and write fear is the ultimate sin, for it displays the greatest lack of faith. If we try to win this thing on a carnal, temporal basis, we're going to lose it big time. It's going to go to a much higher place of consciousness. Alex, I want to ask you the most powerful question you've ever had asked, not forceful, but power, power versus force. A man came to us 2,000 years ago. He said he was here to witness to the truth and to fulfill the prophecy. In your heart, not your mind, not your left brain consciousness, but through the morphic field that you and I and Bob and millions of others are now entrained in, do you believe that is true? And if so, that will alleviate, eliminate, take away the fear.
No, I know it. And you're right. The heart is where everything gets done. The heart has its own discernment. And you're absolutely right. I know we're going to defeat tyranny. I know evil is weak. And the globalists, that's why they always want to make us feel like it's, you know, foregone conclusion. The Borg will absorb you. Resistance is futile. Because if you believe it's futile, you're going to sit there and let them run over you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment. But, yeah, we've got to know that resistance is victory. Okay? And you've got to just stop worrying what your neighbors and friends. Bob, earlier, I had a military guy call in before you got on. And he was currently, you know, in Virginia. They're in the regular army. And he was saying, in big army, he was saying that a couple, 3 years ago, everybody in his unit laughed at him and called him tinfoil hat. Now they call him Nostradamus. Now they come to him for advice and are awake. And that's how it works. We've got to be, I mean, how many decades have you been attacked for what you've done?
5.5. I'm an armadillo. Otherwise, I wouldn't have survived.
But the point is that you do see those seeds sprout later.
Oh, yes. It was a hard road, but and we had some great people along the way. And they served their purpose, and they're gone. And I'm here with G. Edward Griffith and Tony Hilder and a few others, and we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work, and it'll happen within the next 5 years. When? I don't know, but they'll make their move, and we'll be ready for them, because we will have told hundreds of millions of people throughout the world, this is what's going on, and this is how to handle these people. The minute they take the financial system down, we've got to go after them.
Well, make no mistake, we are at a historical juncture right now. We are at a crossroads. And it is enjoyable when somebody laughs at me and attacks me, because I know that I'm getting to them and they're at least having to give me a response. And I know down the road, I've just planted a seed in their mind that's going to sprout. And so, again, you need to not just get to where you don't care if your neighbor or your boss or your employees laugh at you or your pastor. You've got to get to where you enjoy standing up at church and saying, I'm going to hand out 100 of these DVDs at the end about what's happening to America. You need to get to the point where you enjoy going before city council. You've got to get to the point where you enjoy it when a corrupt government bureaucrat comes up and threatens you. Even if they attack you, you've got to get to where you enjoy it, because it's giving that fight that is victory. It is standing up and telling the truth and a testament of the truth. That's where the real strength and power in this universe is. And when we exercise the power we've got, it trumps the enemy every time. Even if we're defeated individually, the examples we give, take the Alamo, all killed, all destroyed. But that example emboldened others. And that's what it takes. That's why they don't like to kill patriot leaders. 30, 40 years ago, they did kill a lot of people. Even 20 years ago, but they learned it doesn't work. They know we're fertilizer to the tree of liberty. They want to assassinate our character publicly. They want to assassinate the image of us. But it doesn't matter, because we've now transmitted the idea, transmitted the information, and ideas are bulletproof. Bob Chapman, as we got a break, final comment on that.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what we're all about. We're here to help people understand how to save their families, their country, their freedom, their religion, all of the things that have been part of the sanctified process in our country for over 250 years. And we're the watchmen. We're the people who are telling you the truth, and you've got to act on it. You got to help us. And you got to win.
Final segment with Bob Chapman, jamming in phone calls. I'm probably going to overdrive to get to them all here. Philip is from Military, New Jersey, been holding. We really appreciate you joining us, Philip. What's your view on not just the end of Posse Comitatus, but the announcement that the military will arrest citizens with no charges and that we can disappear into black holes?
Oh, it's an absolute travesty, Alex, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, I can try to explain that in a real quick story about there's two types of officers and NCOs in the military. You've got the officers and the NCOs that are kind of just yes people, and they go along because they're really pretty scared for their security. You know, if you subvert the system, you either get kicked out or you gracefully get walked out of the gates and you're off, you go to retirement. And then you got the other guys who actually stand up, they're officers, men, or they're the NCOs that lead from the front. And to go back to a real quick story, I was in a parachute accident and basically I jumped out, got tied to the plane, and went in flight with the aircraft for about 5 minutes. And the guy flying the plane was the ops group commander, and he basically did everything contrary to the checklist. And it was a night jump, zero visibility, and they got me over the DZ. And without having any real confirmation that I was still conscious, they cut me loose. And to make a real long story short, they basically just crushed the checklist. And we have checklists for a reason. So they cut me away not knowing that I was conscious and able to pull my chest reserve. And, it turns out that I'm here. I'm alive, obviously, because I'm talking to you. But the real thing is that, you know, everybody wanted to praise this guy that, you know, he did these measures that saved my life. Well, he's not the one that saved my life. I saved my own life, and no one wanted to hold him accountable.
Well, that's like the Pat Tillman. They murder him and then retread him and say that he was fighting Al-Qaeda, and then it all comes out. But that's classic, where when there's corruption in the manufacturing of parts and they fail, mechanics that expose it will get in trouble. And just an incredible culture of corruption that sets in. Bob Chapman, this is a microcosm of everything we're talking about.
It certainly is. And it shows the entrapment in all phases of life. The military, law enforcement, large transnational corporations, national corporations on Wall Street and banking. I mean, you either do what's within the norm or, you know, you're out. And sometimes they'll tolerate you. It all depends on how far you go. But the military is a very difficult place to express yourself.
And if they've got
I know,
psycho,
I've been there and done that.
Well, and if they've got psycho leaders above you, then everybody starts following the orders of those people, and you've got an incredible tyranny. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, sir?
Well, yeah, Alex, not so much, you know, the guy's a psycho, but Mr. Chapman and Naomi Prince mentioned conditioning and what people do to protect each other. This guy was the ops group commander, which is a pretty high-ranking position in the military or in the squadron. So, I mean, he theoretically, if things went the way they should have in the investigation, this guy very well could have lost his job as the ops group commander and very well been retired from the military. And it's just, you know, you said it. Well, you know, will people in the military, you know, rise up against this stuff? I don't think so, because it's conditioning. But as long as you see, you mentioned that 10-5% of people that, you know, make a stand, that's the difference in what makes, you know, the difference. You know, so, and I know time is short, and I get thanked a lot for my service, and I appreciate everybody who's thanked me for my service, but if you really want to thank me for my service, stand up for your Constitution, your Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. There's this hollow thank you for the service, but never talk about what is the military supposed to protect? Constitution, Bill of Rights. Instead, it's being set up to destroy all of that. I'm going to be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, and we're going to probably get Paul Craig Roberts or somebody on. I forgot that I had a liner. Sorry, guys. But here we are in overdrive. Paul Craig Roberts has an article up and a video up at Infowars.com right now. Congress is repealing the Constitution. Stuart Rhodes, I think, said it best. Congress has declared war on the people. When they say it's all a battlefield, we can secretly arrest you, you can disappear forever. I mean, that is off the charts crazy. I want to jam in a few final calls here for folks who have been holding the longest, like Frank and Dwayne, try to get to some of the others. But briefly, that point of the 5 to 10%, it's always the 5 to 10% that get involved. I'm not saying I'm some great guy, but I've seen a four-wheeler tump over on somebody, and there's 6-7 people standing around. Nobody helps, but I do. Or a lady choking, and everybody stands around, and I have to go over and help her. I mean, and I don't think it's always been this bad. It's been bred into us now and conditioned to just stand by and look for a specialist to do it. That's how slaves are made, Bob Chapman.
It certainly is. When in doubt, do it.
Let's jam in a call here. Let's talk to Frank, former military, get his take on this. Is this what you served for and swore an oath to the Constitution so that the military could be used as a sword to slit the Constitution's throat, Frank?
In a world of lies and deceit, InfoWars.com is hard to beat. InfoWars.com. I do one of those 7-second ads, InfoWars ads, every week right before they air Rush Limbaugh here locally. I come up with a different ad every week. So anyway, Alex, that's exactly why I joined. You know, the situation is surreal. You know how they used to say, send in the Marines. Well, I can see a time in the near future where if these U.S. troops refuse to obey these illegal orders, people like that effeminate Lindsey Graham, they're going to say, send in the Chinese. Let's get some Chinese troops in here that'll follow orders and abuse these uppity sheep.
Well, I agree with you. And look, they wouldn't be being this overt if they weren't scared. And I'm going to answer my own question. They're overt about it now and have thrown down the gauntlet because they need to be able to tell the military commanders, look, we passed a law. Now order the military out there to secretly arrest people. Send the trucks around door to door. I mean, Chapman, do you see my point? They're being overt now because they're thinking about trying to activate this.
You're absolutely correct. They think the time is right. I think a lot will have to do, too, with the next election as how they proceed. And hopefully we will have an election, and I think we will have an election. If Rand Paul gets elected and people like him get elected with him, that could change everything.
And by the way, the engine of the incredible free market is so powerful that we could turn this bad economy around so fast. The globalists admit they spend all their time trying to screw up the economy, Bob.
And that's true. And if you noticed, all the saving things that have been done to the financial sector and to governments who spend more money than they should.
Yes.
The conditions that we see today are things that they have created.
Yes.
And they think it's time to move. And God help America if Ron Paul is not elected, because they're going to go into high gear.
They are going into high gear. Dwayne, a Marine in Texas, final caller. Sorry to the others. Back Sunday. Dwayne, you take us out.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, you just asked the other gentleman that was on just a second ago, you know, is that the same exact military that he joined, you know, was basically to be the sword, you know, to rip up the Constitution. Yeah, that's what we joined. But of course, then probably, you know, a lot of us were blind, but now we're not, you know, you know, those are just things that we know who's behind all of this. You know, ultimately, you know, it's Illuminati. It's all kinds of, you know, like you say, the banksters, you know. But my thing is I have actual on the ground research. Go ahead. I have actual on the ground from Northrop Grumman, a lady who had actually spoken to me, telling me that they are trying to now pull, or actually do exercises that actually pull families from their home.
Hey, well, stay there. We got to go into super overdrive.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am a testament. You are a testament. We stand witness to the destruction of the Republic, to who did it. We warned the people beforehand. We had the globalist blueprint. And now we're getting deeper down the road. But as bad as things look now, this is nothing. This is nothing. It's like telling somebody, keep driving down that road, and there are 50 miles, you're going to come to a forest. And now you can finally see the forest off in the distance. Well, we're telling you, keep going down that road, you're going to come to tyranny. Now people can see the first levels of tyranny, but it gets a lot deeper and a lot worse. And I've been to so many urban warfare drills. I've made films. It's on tape, Police State 2000 and others, where it shows the military trying to take our guns. Now, that was in certain small cadres. Now it's expanding across the entire military. I had guys, this is like 10 years ago, show me footage. They came to the TV station. They were at a military base, an Army base, most of them are Air Force, in San Antonio, but it was Marines at a base, at an Army base, training to mow down people with signs saying, don't take our land, land rights, you know, patriot-type folks. You'd call them Tea Party today. And I said, please let me show this. And they said, nope, we're doing a roof job, and we'll end up losing our contracts, but I wanted you to see this. And I'm like, thanks a lot for showing it to me. But, I mean, I got a lot of stuff like that myself. It's just that now they admit we'll arrest citizens for any reason. And they've got plans and grids and markings and GPS at your door to come knock and say, come with us, and put you on an Army truck. Now, I want to tell folks from the Army trucks, you may think you've got America Buffalo, the commanders, the globalists, the controllers, and they'll give you some cover story for a while this is going to happen. They can use a bio attack, domestic terror, any of it, or both. But it isn't cowardice that's been people holding back. It's just a hope that we can fix things peacefully. A lot of people don't care about dying. Okay, a lot of people know the secret of life, that it's like 5 minutes long. Okay, and they're tired of it. And people aren't just going to sit in their houses and wait for the SWAT teams and the police to come at 3 a.m. once this thing kicks off. I mean, I'm sure you understand that. And no amount of gadgets and tracking and kill switches is going to protect you. Okay? We don't want to go here. I don't want a civil war. The globalists do. They don't care if police and military get killed. Now, I went into extra overdrive into the fourth hour. Bob Chapman's going to give us a comment. I'll take a few more calls like Dusty and others. But Dwayne, a Marine in Texas, called and said he talked to a woman who works, I think he said, Northrop Grumman, who does a lot of the defense contracting and managing. That's right up there at the top of the pyramid in defense contracting, about plans to go jerk whole families out. Well, that's actually in the Emergency Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. It's in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, which that bill is so important because it's a blueprint for what's already built. And they admit that. They just want to get additional funding and kind of have it go public. Kind of like they got rid of Posse Comitatus, militarized the police a long time ago. Now they're just officially doing it and saying, by the way, we'll throw you in a dungeon and nobody will know where you went. So as Stuart Rhodes said, and I started getting tears in his eyes the other night. I've never seen him do that. This is like DEFCON 4 going to DEFCON 5. And there's a certain point where all you phony tough guys that work for the system who really buy all this propaganda, because I've seen their training videos. I've seen like it's something out of a body snatcher movie where the cops are all being told George Washington's bad. And they're all nodding their heads and gasping at the name of Thomas Jefferson. I mean, it's like they're North Korean generals or something. I mean, they're so whacked out. I don't know how they got to this point. I mean, as a normal American watching this, it's like, what? I mean, you cannot believe it. You've seen The Road to Tyranny, folks. I mean, you cannot believe when they pull a woman over, they stop her at a checkpoint in a rural road, and they say, we want to search your car, and Abby Newman, no criminal record, and Able Veterans is no. They jerk her out, say we're going to charge her with assault. She doesn't assault them. They get a pocket constitution and start hyperventilating. The idiots had sworn an oath to the document. Now they're acting like it's Satan was in the back of the car. I mean, they are, I mean, I don't believe normal brainwashing could even do that. I mean, I'm sorry. Dwayne, finish your story because the music was cutting over you. Start over. Tell us about who you talked to, about the plans to round up families. I mean, it's all admitted now. It's just it's good to hear some of the details. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, Alex, the funny thing about it was it's been almost, I would go as far as to say about 2 months ago, I used to work for a company who provided a certain service. And, of course, Northrop Grumman is one of the major military-industrial complexes that receives a stipend or a discount on their monthly service. And of course, her and I began to talk, and she said that she was working out at Fort Polk, right, probably 50 miles away from where I'm located. And I asked her, I said, you know, have you heard anything about, you know, anything that's on the ground as far as, you know, citizen dissent? You know, are they training for any of that or anything? She kind of pulled me over to the side and she said, you know, normally I would have never talked about this with you, you know, and sure enough, you know, she stated that they are actually right now, as we are speaking right now, very much in the middle of that. Anything from crowd control, obviously, to the extraction of families from their very home and the property in which they live in.
Yeah, that's Fort Polk, Louisiana, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, no, we have the cooperative nugget videos of them training with foreign troops with role players saying, I'm an American, as U.S. and foreign troops kill us. And if you don't believe me, I have the Boy Scouts in the New York Times training to kill veterans. I mean, they actually train the Boy Scouts and Explorer Scout to kill the veterans.
Yeah, I mean, as widespread as this, you know, it almost sounds like a nightmarish fairy tale, you know, but what people don't understand is it's actually happening. Like I said, there even a neighbor of mine who lives, you know, right across the street from me, you know, he proclaims the same exact thing. And he was he just got out of the Army, as a matter of fact. You know, he states the same exact thing. You know, that they are actually practicing those things and going into great detail with it. That's the scary part. You know, they're trying to learn every asset or basically
They're training everyone, you know, the mechanics. No, I've confirmed it. Listen, they admit it. It's just they always say, we want the army to help fight Al-Qaeda, but we're going to have checkpoints and crowd control, and the entire architecture is built for the average American. Then you get the manuals, and it's us. If you're actually a real American, you are the enemy, because this is a foreign corporate takeover of the country, and they hate freedom, and it's real, and it's horrible, and they're going to do it, and we've got to get ready. That's why I'm desperately hear people say, how is this guy working 18 hours a day? Because once they shut us down and we go dark, folks, it's up to you. I mean, you've got to know they're not going to give you quarter. They're not going to stop. And once we go down over the edge, it just gets worse and worse. God bless you, Dwayne. I got to go. I got a meeting I got to go to, Bob Chapman. We're going to out of break here in 3.5 minutes, and I've got to go do this interview right now, Bob. InfoWars Nightly News tonight's going to be particularly power-packed at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I'm going to give you the last 3-4 minutes taking us out to break, and then I'll see everybody back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. But, Bob, I'm going to let you co-host and take us out here with the final word, theinternationalforecaster.com, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think we all have to discern whether we want to defend ourselves and our families and our heritage, whether we want to allow what was built by our forebears to get on the sewer. And it's up to us to act and do the things that are needed. And information is at the heart of that. We have that today, and we've had it for the last 20 years. We didn't have it before then. And so we've got to use it. So you've got to use Alex's DVDs and distribute them to people, tell people to listen to the program and other programs that are similar, where they can get a handle on what's going on out there. I generally, usually, deeply deal with financial and economic matters throughout the world. But as you've seen, I'm pretty conversant in other things as well. And these are the things that you have to do. Information to other people, preparing your own family with dehydrated and freeze-dried food, a water filter, being able to defend your family. And then if you have more money, getting involved in gold and silver-related assets, because it's the only safe place to be. And you've got to, and it's so important, even if your family doesn't believe you or agree with you, and they are the hardest people to convince, believe me, and even your close friends. All of a sudden, they'll wake up one day, like we heard today with the Marine that was on the program, Gene Ostradamus. You had that all figured out. And then he becomes the leader because he understands what the problems are. And so you have to get into that position. You have to tell people about these things, and then all of a sudden they say, gee, Joe or Mary said that, and they were right. And then they start listening. And so you keep after people. You continue to bring the message forward. And that's why I do these programs. I do lots of them. And some of them I've done for a long time. I've been off and on with Alex for many years. And I have a soft place in my heart for the active and retired military people, because I'm a veteran myself, and that's why I do the Marine Disquisition every Thursday, which is a top-rated program on Blog Talk. And so we've got to do our job, each and every one of us. You may not think it's important, but it is. Just one person learns from you what they're supposed to do, what they should expect, and you've accomplished everything.